Hey, yo, say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Hi, this is Booker T, the five-time WCW champion. And you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, TPP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. Stay tuned or you will feel.
Hey, you listen on the SNS Network, and that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold Cetro.
The world is listening.
Gee, I hope nobody is taping this.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the open book.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What?
Your one-stop audio library for all things entertainment, video games, and the open book event.
Tell me, he didn't just say that. What?
I know how to push your buttons too. I see everything you're going to do from a mile away.
With your host, the sensational sequel, Sean.
Spider Pig, does whatever a Spider Pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, we can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a Spider Pig.
And Ashley is my name.
I admire your luck, Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
The lesson is about to begin. Here's Sean and Ashley.
Did you see that coming? It's time!
What?
There are loved ones in the glory whose dear form miss. When you close your earthly story, will you join them in their bliss? Will the circle be unbroken by and by? By and by is a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky, in the joyous days of childhood. Oft they told of wondrous love, pointed to the dying Savior. Now they dwell with him above. Will the circle be unbroken by and by? By and by is a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky. You remember songs of heaven which you sang with childish voice. Do you love the hymns they taught you, or are songs of earth your choice? Will the circle be unbroken by and by? By and by there's a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky. You can picture happy gatherings round the fireside long ago. And you think of tearful partings when they left you here below. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, by and by? Is a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky. One by one there, seats were emptied, and one by one they went away. Now the family is parted. Will it be complete one day? Will the circle be unbroken by and by, by and by? Is a better home awaiting in the sky, in the sky?
What is up, guys and gals? Welcome to the Open Book. I hope you all enjoyed that song, because I like it. It's a great song. It's actually from Bioshock Infinite, which I finished last week on Saturday. So we've got a little bit more Bioshock Infinite just for you guys coming up in the second segment, especially the intro song and the album. Well, no, just the intro song, I believe. So looking forward to that. This is the Open Book, of course. We are here on the SNS Radio Network. And I definitely want to wish first off, let me do this. Let me bring on my co-host. He, of course, is Ashley, who is the host of the whole indie show. And apparently he's not having a good night right now. What's up tonight, Ashley?
Oh, well, Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, main event, and apparently about 2 minutes of the show is missing, where it just so happens that the world title changes hands.
Yeah, I kind of saw all the posts about that. It's kind of funny. It does suck, but it does happen. We don't know the events behind the stream going out, the site going down. We don't know any of what's going on. I mean, for all we know, the servers could have exploded and there was a fire. We don't know. Does anybody remember that? Because I do. So I definitely want to, first off, I know Ashley is with me on this, we want to wish JJ and Harmony a good trip to New York, because they're currently in New York. I've seen a lot of pictures posted by both of them and by Bronx, who is definitely hanging out with them. I definitely hope that they have a great trip. And let's see, 2 days left till WrestleMania. So I hope they're ready for that.
I'm worried that our competition tonight apparently is Kaiju Big Battle. We're done for.
Yeah. Oh, well. I'm kind of wanting to see it, too. I might actually just go download it. I've never seen it except for on Cartoon Network. And that's the most hilarious part, because they would show it in the middle of showing a lot of the cartoons they would in the beginning. It was really funny. I'd never seen it before, so I was like, okay. So I kind of want to go see what they're actually doing on that show, but I'll have to wait until after the Open Book, because I know I'll kill my stream if I do. So, of course, this is the Open Book. There's a lot to do tonight. We've got a packed show. We've got a lot of stuff to get through. We have a huge announcement at the end of the show about the future of our show. It's been something I've been thinking about for a while. A lot of people have seen the stuff in the Facebook and all that. Yeah, it's not going to be a good night after that. This, of course, this is the last day before WrestleMania. And if you haven't paid attention to the show up until now, you kind of screwed yourself over. A few reasons why. Number one is we've been doing a whole countdown of our favorite matches up to WrestleMania. We're on number one tonight. You've also missed out on getting your emails in to us for the contest that is over with tonight. That is up till the third segment. So if you can get that email in now to openbook@snsradionetwork.com, letting us know what your favorite WrestleMania match is, you still are in the running for either the $25 Apple iTunes gift card, either. Also, you can either win two digital games for the Xbox 360 or a Steam edition of XCOM Enemy Unknown. A lot of big prizes. It's really cool that I can give this away on my show. We'll let you choose which one you want, of course. So it's pretty cool, I got to say. I'm very happy that I could do this. Unfortunately, we've only got a few emails in, so we'll have to see if we get a mad rush at the end of the show or something. So Ashley, are you ready for WrestleMania?
Is this like DX style or just generally?
No, just generally. I kind of thought about that. I was like waiting for your answer. I was like, no. Are you ready now? Okay. So are you? I mean, straight up, are you ready for WrestleMania?
Yeah, well, with all this indie stuff going on as well, there's too much stuff going on to be distracted by. But yeah, I'm still looking forward to Rock Cena, despite God knows how much hatred of Cena from the guys, because I think it's going to be a better match than it was last year. And whether the streak goes or not, Punk Undertaker, I hope I'll be entertained by. And Jericho versus Fandango, one letter, why?
After seeing a video of how Fandango can go, I mean, his name is Johnny Nitro, or what's his name that he went by before Fandango?
Johnny Curtis. Johnny Nitro Curtis. Is John Morrison.
I know.
Stop making me think about the PWS show I'm currently watching with him taking on Jushin Liger. Damn it.
No, the reason why I thought about that is I actually watched the ECW pay-per-view they did in the WWE. Where they had the Extreme Elimination Chamber.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was watching that. I've seen how Johnny Curtis can wrestle. He can actually do some pretty good stuff. So I'm looking forward to this match. I think they're going to go at it. And not only that, did you see the video of Vince showing off the set?
It's a nice set.
I've seen the video.
I've seen the still images.
You should see the videos. Because, believe me, Vince needs to come back. I want Vince to, like, quit being whatever he is backstage, come out there, and be an announcer again. He's still got that voice. Have him and Jim Ross go out there and call every match. I have no problem with that whatsoever. So, this being the last show before WrestleMania, well, this being the last show, period, I mean, we've got a lot to do tonight. Let's go ahead and do our number one matches. There's a lot riding on our number one matches. Mine especially, but mine's for a different reason. What is your number one match, Ashley?
My number one is Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 25.
Okay.
Because the whole build-up to it was done really well, and the entrances when somebody rose from the arena... Undertaker came from the floor, and HBK came from the ceiling. It was brilliant.
Okay, hold. I'm going to stop you for a second. Apparently, I've just been sent a request from our producer extraordinaire, Brass Eye. Apparently, we've had a request made to us I'm going to allow this request to go through. So Brass Eye, if you want to go ahead and have him come on, that is completely fine with me. Apparently we've got Bronx in the chat also. Just let me know when that happens. Cause that's fine with me. So, while we're doing that, Ashley, was there anything else you wanted to add on to your part? I'm sorry.
Well, also it was for me, other than Randy Orton, possibly Edge as well, but it was really a case where you thought Shawn Michaels could actually put him away. And the fact that both were in Texas, both in their home state, it really added the nice personal touch that it needed to. And it always goes down. And the look as well, after Undertaker gave him the tombstone and Shawn kicked out and you saw Undertaker's face, it was like, what the hell am I going to have to do to beat him?
Yeah, I know. Apparently we have a phone call. So I'm going to go to this phone call right quick. Who's on the line?
You have a phone call?
Oh, well, not a phone call. A Skype message. I don't know. What do you want to call this? A Skype call?
I'm guessing so. You don't know if you have a phone call or not?
We're patching you through. That's cool. Call it that.
There you go. There you go. I'm going to give Ashley that one. We're patching it through. Of course, it is the boss himself, the one who is in New York. What is up, JJ?
How much? How are you guys doing tonight?
It's going. I'm actually, myself, I know I'm doing pretty well. Ashley?
I'm doing bonza. Why am I doing Australian stuff? Oh, goddamn.
Oh, my. Of course. How are you doing, Bronx? Bronx, JJ.
You want to keep your job around here? What the fuck?
Wow.
Do I sound like Javi Fiestein?
How are you doing tonight, man? I know you're in New York. I know you've been going around New York. I've seen all the pictures. I've seen the really cool stuff you did. You saw the Wax Museum, everything, dude. I mean, it's pretty awesome. How are you?
We literally spent all day at the Wax Museum, like 3 hours. That place is amazing, and we got to watch this. We got to watch this X-Men 4D little. I'd say it was about a 15-minute little animated feature with like Iron Man and Hulk and Captain America, Spider-Man against Doctor Doom. Coolest thing, because you're wearing these 3D glasses, and there's parts of the thing where like some of these robots, the Doombots, are getting messed up, and you see like liquid flowing out of them, and then all of a sudden you feel this mist of water hit you in the face. Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. Like I'm guessing this is a machine. Recommend. Yes.
It wasn't somebody with like a dodgy spray bottle.
No, it wasn't somebody with a dodgy spray bottle.
That's so pretty cool. I've heard about those before.
It was amazing, man. I've had such a great time, and there's still more wax figures that we literally 3 hours worth of photos. Me and Harmony were going back and forth. Got one with Harrison Ford. They'll come up with Bruce Willis. Got one where I'm in King Kong's hand. So all those are going to be coming up here pretty soon. An amazing day. We had dinner with Colin Vaslow from Wrestling Online tonight. He's such a cool guy. And, of course, Bronx joined us for that. So after that, we went and saw G.I. Joe Retaliation, which I'm going to review when I get on Wrestling News Live. But let me say, if you're a fan of G.I. Joe and you grew up with the comic books, I think you're going to like this movie.
I had planned on going to see it today, but I kind of woke up a little later than I expected to. So I didn't have a chance to go see it. But everyone I've talked to absolutely loves the movie. So, I mean...
Well, did you collect the comic book growing up?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to spoil this for anybody, but I will say if those of you that read the comic remember the storyline involving Snake Eyes, Storm Shadow, and the Hardmaster, this makes it in the movie, and that's all I'm telling. Yeah.
Okay. Now I kind of want to go see the movie a little bit more. Maybe I'll have to do it in 2 weeks. I know I've got a day off in 2 weeks, so I'll have to do it then.
JJ, better than the first one?
Yeah. The first one sucked donkey dick. This one is awesome. Like, seriously, they actually did a good job with this one. You can tell that John Cho, or whatever the director's name was a fan of the Idol franchise, because he tried to bring it back to prominence. So I was very pleased with it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, JD. I definitely am glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you're enjoying your trip to New York. I mean, I'm looking forward to WrestleMania. Are you looking forward to WrestleMania?
Oh, I'm psyched, man. Tomorrow's the Hall of Fame. We can't wait. We're going to be dressed up real nice for Hall of Fame and probably go out with Colin after the Hall of Fame, maybe have some drinks or something. But WrestleMania, I cannot wait for. I'm looking forward to it. I want to see Punk and Taker. I'm actually looking forward to Rock and Cena, too. I even hear that they might be adding a U.S. title match to the card. So I'd like to see Antonio Cesaro strut his stuff. But I want to see the set, because it looks amazing from the photos I've seen.
The photos, the video that Vince posted up yesterday, apparently, or today, excuse me, it is Friday. Apparently, the set looks amazing. Do we know exactly where you're going to be at?
You won't be able to see me on camera. I'm like in the cheap seats, buddy.
Well, you never know. I mean, we at least want to try to see it. I mean, they can pan that crowd camera and like, oh, there's JJ, there's Harmony, and there's Bronx falling.
You may. You never know. I don't know exactly. I'm trying to remember where my tickets are without looking at them. Hopefully, I'm not behind that damn Empire State Building. That's the entrance gimmick. I'll be pretty upset if I am.
Yeah, there's a few seats behind it, and I'm wondering if anybody's gonna be sitting there, or if they're just kind of leaving those there for the heck of it. It's kind of funny that they are there.
No doubt about that. But still got lots of we're not coming home till Tuesday, so we still got a lot of time here in New York City, and it's such a beautiful city, especially at night, crowded with people, lots of good food. We're enjoying the hell out of it right now.
I can agree with you on that. I've been there once myself. Absolutely loved being there. It was about 2004 when I went. Saw a lot of stuff. My first visit to a real big city, as everyone knows, I'm from a small area in North Carolina, so I don't get to see all the skyscrapers and everything. So going to New York was my first real trip to a big city. And believe me, it's a lot of fun if you know what you're doing, because you don't want to get lost. Apparently, Bronx got JJ and Harmony lost.
Yes, and that story will be told on Wrestling News Live. I have so many stories to share regarding the Bronx father, and I've only hung out with him twice. So it's going to be real interesting.
I look forward to it. I know that the SNS Radio Network family is looking forward to it, JJ. All I can say is be safe while you're up there, dude. I saw a lot when I was there in 2004, and I don't know how it's going now. So just be safe.
Oh, you know what? We're doing the best we can. Like, there's cops on every corner here, and so far we haven't run into any problems. We've been street hustled a couple of times, or attempted to be. It seems like every 5 minutes you got somebody asking you for money or wanting something. It's just funny. But overall, it's been a really positive experience. And tomorrow is the Empire State Building, and a couple other things probably. Central Park, and then of course the Hall of Fame. Sunday's Mania. Monday's our last day here before we leave. So just a ton of stuff to get done in the next couple of days.
Definitely, man. A lot to do, a lot to see before WrestleMania itself. Definitely enjoy it, man. You never know when you're going to be able to go back. So definitely enjoy it. Get to see everything you can.
No doubt about that. My trip so far, I got to find a Mr. Goodbar candy bar. Yay! Because we don't have Canada.
It's like that is the entire highlight of a trip.
Well, okay, that was one of them. The other one was like we went to Chevy's, which is a Mexican restaurant, because I was looking for some good Mexican food, and they had queso, they had cheese dip, and I tell you, boys, it was amazing. So that's probably bumped the good bar down just a little bit. But I gotta say, that was some good shit.
That has two meanings, I guess, coming from JJ. We'll leave that at that. I definitely can agree that there's some great food in New York. I went to I don't even remember what the restaurant. It was a movie based on the restaurant. I can't remember what it was, but it was great. Serendipity. That's what it was.
Oh yeah, Serendipity. Which another story for WNL that I got to tell is a lot of my knowledge of New York comes from movies, which in some cases has served me well, and in others not so much. But more to come on Wrestling News Live with that.
Well, I look forward to that Wrestling News Live. I definitely want to hear the stories of Bronx. I want to hear your stories of New York. And I hope that Harmony joins you so we can definitely hear how her experience was in New York.
Oh, yeah. We'll have Harmony on for sure to talk about it.
Well, definitely, man. Anything else you want to throw at us before we jump into WrestleMania card?
No. Well, I mean, I could spend a couple minutes here. What do you guys think of the WrestleMania card? Who do you think's going over?
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I actually have 4down.org up and I have the WrestleMania card. And just looking at the card alone, I mean, the only real match that I think could be a bomb is Ryback and Mark Henry. Looking at this card, I mean, that's the only really? Card that I'm.
For me, I think it's got to be that 8-person tag.
I think there could be some bad moments in that, but when it comes down to, I believe it was Naomi that wrestled, that did some of the pretty awesome moves on Raw, I'm kind of looking to see what she can pull out or what they can all pull out in the ring as it comes down to it. I mean, yes, of course, we've got Brodus Clay and Tensai, but I mean, Cody Rhodes I know can go. Damian Sandow is good in the ring if you give him the chance. I want to see what they can do. And I'm hoping they'll allow them that at least the few minutes to give them that chance.
I'll be real honest with you. I'm not looking forward to that match at all. You know, I'm not a fan of Brodus and Tensai. I like Cody and Sandow. Not a big fan of the Bella Twins. And other than Naomi, who can actually pull together a couple moves that make it look nice, there's really nothing for me in that match. I'm really upset that they took Miz and Wade Barrett and put them on the pre-show. I think that's where the 8-person tag should be, and the Intercontinental title should be defended on the pay-per-view, but I ain't booking this thing.
Well, it's probably that the 8-person tag is going to be the blow-off match between Punk and Undertaker and Rock Senior at the end.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah. You know, positive thing, Cody Rhodes and Damian Sandow are in the second-to-last main event. Negative thing, all the other 6 are.
Well, and you got Naomi, who was like, you know, somebody posted this on Facebook the other day. There, you know, when you realize that the first person eliminated from Tough Enough is in a WrestleMania match, and Miz and Barrett aren't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree on that.
Oh, Cameron, yeah, Cameron. Naomi was the good one on NXT that took on AJ.
Right. So it's pretty discouraging. Like I said, I'm a mark for the Intercontinental belt, and I'm a little upset that 2 years ago Miz was like main eventing WrestleMania, and now he's relegated to the pre-show. But I'm sure Andy Knowles loves it.
I'm sure that was well,
if you heard WNL, if you heard WNL, if the title does change hands to the Miz, it's gonna be some interesting words coming out of Power's mouth when he's next on here, if he is.
Yeah, I actually heard a little bit of that, and I love that he thought that Harmony and I were going to be staying with the Bronx father. It's our honeymoon, folks. We're not just going to WrestleMania. We're having a honeymoon, which we've had all week and will continue to have. It's just happens to be the same city WrestleMania is in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just coincidence.
It's coincidence. We didn't plan it that way. It just happened.
Yeah, I know that feeling. The one match I am looking forward to, and I will say this, I'm looking forward to Brock Lesnar and Triple H. I want to see what happens. I'm really looking forward to this match because of the fact we don't know if this is going to be a full-out blood fest between both of them. We don't know if they're going to pull out everything because Triple H is Triple H. He'll take whatever Vince won't allow and bump it up to what he wants to do. So I really am looking forward to that one.
Oh, good news, folks. Harmony just looked at our tickets and we're right in the middle. So we're not behind the big structure and can't see anything.
Yay.
We're in the upper bowl in the middle, the very middle. It's like we'd be in the 50-yard line if it was, well, okay, it is a football stadium. So we'll be on the 50-yard line, basically.
So what match are you – I know you said you're looking forward to the Undertaker-Punk match. What other matches are you looking forward to?
I, too, also am looking forward to Brock and Triple H. But like I said, I'm actually looking forward to the story that they're really going to put out there for Rock and John Cena. I read some interesting news that after WrestleMania, it looks like it might be Ryback and John Cena, you know, feuding over the title. So I've been saying that for a while. So hopefully that comes to fruition. Like I said, I'm okay with John Cena getting the belt as long as he's willing to put somebody else over. And I'm so sick of the constant heel turn talk of John Cena. And I thought that the little video that he put out, he did an interview with somebody, and the guy asked him about a heel turn, and he actually turned his foot, and he said, "That's me doing a heel turn," which I thought was fantastic. Bravo. And I'm not a big fan of John Cena's stuff, but that was awesome.
I wonder what Fandango would rate that out of 10.
He probably rated it like, you know, probably a 3.5. That's another one. I'm actually looking forward to Fandango and Jericho, believe it or not.
I agree with you. I was telling Ashley before you came on, I was looking forward to that match because I've seen what Fandango can do. And I'm looking forward to him and Jericho tearing the house down as a sleeper match. I really am looking forward to that.
I call him Ticketmaster.
There you go. Well, the funny thing is, when Colin Vaslow purchased our G.I. Joe tickets, he actually used Fandango to get the tickets. So,
there you go. No calling and getting refunds.
No calling, getting refunds. But, you know, keep in mind this. He's debuting at WrestleMania, so he's got to be a big deal. I mean, the company obviously has high hopes for him if they're going to put him in a debut match at a WrestleMania. So that's got to tell you that there's some big plans in the works for Fandango.
And if he loses, it's complete the biggest waste of time we've ever seen in WWE.
Well,
no, there's been bigger wastes.
I'm pretty sure that he's going over, considering Jericho is going to be taking time off after Mania.
Yeah, if he loses, then my entire pick for that match is completely out the door because I picked Fandango. I know I can tell you that much.
Yeah, but so,
which reminds me, are you and Harmony going to be able to get to your picks?
I don't know if I can. Well, we do have internet access here in the hotel. I will try to remember to do our picks tomorrow.
Yours has double meaning. Yours is not only the picks for the site, but you're there live, so you can bitch about it live. That was my pick.
That is true.
How could he lose?
Yeah. Although, I won't be calling into any shows tomorrow night, or well, Sunday night anyway.
I hope not. I hope you're planning on enjoying everything that has to do with WrestleMania and then going back to your hotel to sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. But like I said, I'll be back, you know, in a couple weeks for WNL and plan on talking about everything that went down on our trip to NYC. So it's going to be fun.
I look forward to that. I'm sure Ashley is too. Right, Ashley?
Yeah, still awake, right? Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
I definitely look forward to what happens on Wrestling News Live. I definitely can't wait to hear what your stories are, Harmony's stories, and Bronx's rebuttals to every single thing you say.
There you go. You know, the only thing I'm disappointed with is that Krelly decided to go to lockdown instead of WrestleMania. It would have been nice to have Krelly here.
Plus, he's going to Slammiversary as well.
Well, there you go. It would have been nice to see a little foreign bastard here so I can kick him in the ass, but unfortunately, he's a TNA fan, so that's not going to happen.
Yeah, unfortunately. I know that Mac posted something on the page about if you go to WrestleMania 30, we can possibly try to do an SNS get-together. Because I think WrestleMania 30 is where again?
New Orleans.
I have no problem going to Nolens. I can definitely say that. Nolens?
Well, like I said, we'll see. I don't know if it's in the works, but I probably have to take my kids to Disneyland before I go to WrestleMania so they don't get upset anymore, but we'll see. We'll see.
Definitely have to see. I look forward to actually meeting anybody from the network. I know that the only person close by to me is ZMG, and we haven't seen him for a while. So,
I'm sure he still listens, but you know what? Like I said, I've always known Bronx was a good person, and getting to meet him in person, he's a really cool dude, and you know, it just cemented the fact that I knew he was a cool guy, and glad to call him a friend. He's been a good friend of mine for 3 years now.
Well, there you go, man. There you go, Bronx. JJ just put you over on the show, even though nobody listens to the show anyway. So there you go.
See, then if nobody listens, there'll be no record of it, so it's all good.
Yeah, Brass, I would probably applaud that one too.
This will be wiped from the archive.
What, you guys archive the show?
No, I don't think we do.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I've hijacked your show long enough. I'll let you get back to it, and I'm going to go back to my honeymoon. So.
I heard harmony. We heard harmony on that one.
Yes.
You know what? Find every great man. Harmony. Listen, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of wisdom. And every great man, there's usually a woman tapping her foot, waiting impatiently.
There you go. Thank you for calling in, JJ. It was definitely, it's been a long time since me and you have talked. So I definitely thank you for coming on the show.
Not a problem. You guys have a good rest of the show, and I'll talk to you when I get back.
Later, brother. Enjoy your trip. Be safe.
Will do. Talk to you later.
Later. And of course, that was the boss himself, Mr. JJ Sexy. I do thank him for calling in. It's definitely been a long time since I've had a chance to talk to him on any show, especially a show that I'm involved in. I mean, it's great to have him on the show. Let's see. Where were we? We were talking about our number one picks, right, Ashley?
Yeah, I did mine, WrestleMania 25. Wow. Yeah, I did mine, WrestleMania 25. Sorry, I'm being distracted by indie wrestling.
Of course you are. Of course you are. I got to find something. Mine is just a WrestleMania that just happened. I believe it was last year's WrestleMania, and it was the Hell in a Cell match with Undertaker. I believe it was WrestleMania 28. I've lost my entire... Yep, there it is. WrestleMania 28, Triple H versus The Undertaker in the Hell in a Cell match with Shawn Michaels as special guest referee. This match had many reasons for why I loved it, more so because of the fact it was known as the end of an era match. The last cowboy, as they called him, The Undertaker, facing not only one of his greatest adversaries, well, I take that back, one of his best enemies, but having his greatest adversary in the ring as a special guest referee made triple meaning for what Undertaker had to lose in this match. He would lose to Triple H. Shawn Michaels would have cost him the loss. He would have also lost a streak. So this had many reasons that Undertaker had to win, and he did. And he went through hell, and so did Triple H did. So before this match, I mean, this cell alone, just calling it Hell in a Cell, made meaning for this match, the story behind it, what they both did to each other just to get to the end point of the match, the sledgehammer to the face to end the match, pretty much. And Shawn Michaels just looking down at his friend and cannot believe what just happened. And having to help, and having Undertaker's help, carry him up the ramp, all three men standing, looking out over the crowd as there's a standing ovation for all three men. I get goosebumps just thinking about it. I watched this match the other day, and I still believe that was one of the greatest WrestleMania matches of all time because of the ending. Because of them standing there. And then right before walking to the back, all three men hug. Three of the greatest in the business standing there, showing amazing amounts of respect for each other, knowing that this could be their last time wrestling together in one ring. It's one of the reasons why it's my number one match. I absolutely love Undertaker's one of my favorite wrestlers. Triple H is one of my favorite wrestlers. Shawn Michaels was my hero growing up. So, I mean, this match, I love this match for that reason also. But just the three men standing at the top of the ramp at WrestleMania, getting a standing ovation for what they just put on, and then the hug. That's why this is my WrestleMania match. So, I mean, yeah, that our lists have been pretty good. I've definitely enjoyed going back and giving my list. I don't know about you, Ashley, but it was kind of hard to choose out of all the matches that we've had to choose from what could have been 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. I mean, did you find it a little hard to do that?
I had a short list of about 12.
Well, I could have gone through 20 matches. I mean,
The only reason I had 10 or 12 was because I didn't want to try and match up to yours as much as possible. Except the number one was going to be exempt, but I always tried and switched it up.
You did, and I thank you for that. It definitely is one of those things where I'm happy that you did that, but you didn't have to do that. We could have had the same one for multiple days, and we could have both given our same reasons why we loved that match. But either way, we both showed different opinions on matches, and that was the coolest thing that I think we did. So, I mean, I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy doing it, Ashley?
Yeah, but we've only got about 10 minutes to get through WrestleMania picks.
No, we don't. We've got as much time as I want to give it.
Wow, we're going overtime.
Well, we're going short in the second segment. So, I mean, we're going short in the second segment. We're going short in the third segment because we are taking your phone calls tonight. We're not leaving that out to dry. So I definitely want to – let's jump into WrestleMania picks. And, of course – oh, wait, that's the wrong WrestleMania. That was last year's. Close that out. Let's start with the pre-show match. Wade Barrett as the Intercontinental Champion facing off against The Miz. I'll go first. I'm going first.
Wow.
I'm going to switch it up tonight. We're going to alternate between these. I got The Miz going over, and only because of the fact that he does have his movie coming out, he did have his movie come out. He's done a lot for WWE right now, and Wade Barrett's he's been a little stale as the champion, so I could see Miz pulling it out, holding the belt, and then possibly going up against Fandango, or whatever you want to call him, or somebody else as the Intercontinental Champion. Ashley?
I'm going with The Miz as well. I think for all the effort that he's done, I think they were going to pull the trigger with him and Cesaro, but thought otherwise, and I think they're going to pull the trigger now instead of then and make it really something like, oh, well, if a title can change hands on the pre-show, who knows what could happen tonight? You might see every title change hands. You might see no titles change hands. You might see Fandango change his hands, actually literally put his left hand on his right hand and switch them.
Really?
I don't know. He looks like a Ken doll.
That's true, he does. So Ashley and I choose Miz. Apparently 75% agree with us, and they choose The Miz, and he's going over with us. I chose submission. I think he's going to win with the figure four myself, but... if he does, I'll laugh hysterically. Next match, we'll go through with the 8-person mixed tag match. Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls. Brodus Clay, Tensai, Cameron and Naomi face Team Road Scholars and the Bella Twins. Cody Rhodes, Damian Sandow, Brie, and Nikki Bella. Ashley, what do you think?
I thought you were going first.
No, I said we're going to alternate here.
Oh, okay. That's what you meant by alternate. Right. Okay. I'm going to go... Well, considering how Rhodes Scholars won the men's match and Bella's won the women's matches, you know that Tons of Funk and the Funkadactyls and all the little kiddies are going to win this one.
I'm really hoping this is a curtain jerker. I really am. I'm hoping this is the curtain jerker, and then we'll have... Ryback and Henry in between the two main events.
Remember 2 years ago, though. Or was it 2 years or was it last year? Remember the Snooki match? That was your second to last main event because it was the boring match that nobody cared about. They always stick it in the second to last.
Yeah, but I think they could do that from Ryback and Mark Henry. Which, you know what? We'll actually go with our next match. Ryback and Mark Henry. I don't know. I don't know who will win. I don't really know who could go over with this match. Basically because of the fact that Henry, well, you know what? Ryback. Because of the fact I know Henry's injured again, and because I know they want to push Ryback as a dominant member. So I'm going to go with that, and also the fact that I don't care about this match. Ashley?
Who's the guy that's been on the losing streak, and if JJ is to believe, going to be in a feud with John Cena soon, which I can see happening. Ryback. Ryback needs to look strong. Ryback deserves to look strong, because I honestly think this is part of Mark Henry's swan song.
I agree.
Not solidly working, because he did disappear for quite a few years, but he's been with WWE technically since 96. So that's, well, not 20 years, but over 15 anyway.
He's been with the company for a very long time.
Yeah.
I remember him actually starting. That's the funny part. I was there when he started. I remember when he started. So it's funny that I can go back and say, yeah, I remember Mark Henry when he came in. He was nothing, pretty much. And now look at him. He's become the Hall of Pain. So, I mean, it's great to see somebody go from nothing into something. And apparently, we're not the only ones who believe that Ryback is going over. Apparently, 100% the people who have voted on the league have gone with Ryback. So, I mean, it's good to see that. Apparently, somebody is convinced that there will be interference. Okay. Interesting. Our next match we'll go over is Chris Jericho versus Fandango. That was my best impression. Thank you very much. Ashley?
For me, it's, as much as I hate to say it, Fandango's going to probably win.
No, you got to put more emphasis. You got to go Fandango.
Other ticket sites are available. Wins.
I also agree that Fandango will win.
I do my changing of my introduction for another wrestler, but we'll get to him.
Okay. I'm hoping that he does win. I think he will do. He's got some good stuff. He's done a great job in NXT. He's done a great job on the indies, I think. I don't think I've seen him on the indies. I haven't seen him on the indies. I'm sorry. He's done a great job in NXT. So I definitely expect to see what he's got for this one. Apparently, 81.25% think that Fandango will win. So there you go. Definitely glad to see that. Let's see. Who shall I go with next? You know what? I'll go with the six-man tag match. Sheamus, Randy Orton, and Big Show versus The Shield, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. You went last time, right? No, I went. You went last. My turn. Okay. I think The Shield's going to win. And the only reason why I think that is because I think we're going to see a new member of The Shield at WrestleMania. That's what I think. So we could see a new member debut at WrestleMania, possibly. I can't remember his name now. There was somebody that they were planning on bringing up, and he was a son to a Hall of Famer. I can't believe I forgot the name
Steamboat.
Already. Yes. Steamboat, I know they were looking at bringing him up, and there's a possibility they were going to put him in there with The Shield. So we could see him debut.
Perhaps not.
Why is that?
If you saw Headlocks to Headlines, apparently he got released last week.
Really? Because I haven't seen him on any other websites. So that sucks.
Crowley's inside source.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Okay, well, I still believe that Shield will win, and we'll see a new member at WrestleMania. Ashley?
With the way it looks, wow. Just because I think that it deserves to continue, I think the Shield, but I wouldn't be surprised if they put the faces over, but then they possibly self-combusted afterwards, possibly. Although I could see self-combustion happening at the show itself. So I'm going to say Shield for this one.
Definitely agree with you there. Apparently, we're not the only ones, because 100% of the people who have voted in the league agree with us. So, glad to see that. I'm going to give Ashley the choice to do a big match next. So, Ashley, Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman facing a Triple H, and with Shawn Michaels in his corner, and a no-holds-barred match. If Triple H loses, he must retire. Go for it.
I'm just looking at this because it's no DQ, no count out. No holds barred, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How many friends has Lesnar got? Heyman? Sable? That's about it. How many has Triple H got?
Yep.
Other than Shawn Michaels, who we know is in his corner.
We have...
This could be similar to the whole Hart family beating down on Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of situation. Yeah, so I don't know. My bad. I'm actually looking at the article. It was Ricky Steamboat that's left developmental. It's not Richie.
Okay. I was about to say I haven't seen any news stories on this whatsoever, but yeah. Okay. So back to what we were talking about, Ashley.
I think Triple H will go over.
Okay.
There was no point in this whole retirement thing. We've had too many retirement matches at WrestleMania for me to really care about it being a retirement match.
Well, see, it's funny you brought up the whole how many friends does Brock, how many friends does Triple H have, because I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking we could see DX come out. You got the beatdown of Triple H and Michael's in the ring, then all of a sudden you hear, "Break it down!" And then all of a sudden out comes Billy, out comes Road Dogg. And then before his horrific injury, out comes X-Pac. And we could have saw...
Before his injury? Is WrestleMania happening in the past then?
No, I was meaning before he got injured. Before his horrific injury.
Yeah. He's not. It's not going to be now because it's going to take a long time to recover.
I know that's why I said before his horrific injury. I could have seen all three of them come out and start attacking Lesnar, and then we could have saw Triple H get back up and get back at it. So I mean, it was one of those that. We could have saw a lot of people come out and help Triple H. I see Triple H going over. The whole retirement angle is a little eh, but I think what would be really cool is if they did, if you hear, "Oh, you didn't know," and then they came out on the Jeep that they drove down to WCW in. I mean, that would be really cool to me. Just saying. Or they come out in the tank and the tank fires and hits Brock Lesnar in the chest, and Brock looks down at his chest. It's like, "Oh, really?" Goes out there and eats the tank. You never know. But that's me going a little crazy for now. But
who's supplying your weed? Shit.
It's Crystal Light water. Sorry. It's that aspartame in there that causes brain cancer, you know. But apparently the league, or those who have voted in the league, says that 75% agree that Triple H will win. Doesn't say how he's going to win, just that he's going to win. So, we're going to save the big match for last. Bronx has line in the chat. Be funny if Lesnar put a move on Waltman and you hear JR on commentary. That asshole hasn't healed. By God, he's going to re-aggravate that injury. Asshole explosion. Now, really?
Hang on, I've just realized it's going to be asshole explosion versus intestine explosion.
Ooh.
Yes!
Oh, that's kind of disgusting. Which, by the way, I do apologize to L Train right now. We did get his tweet earlier in the show, and I just was kind of sidetracked by other things. The open book with Sensation Sean and Ash is My Name UK is now on SNS Radio Network. Yeah, I'm playing Mirror's Edge right now. What of it? So there you go.
That's a apparently good game. He's playing Mirror's Edge. Nobody, but that's a good game, but nobody decided to play. But
yeah. So, we're going to save that match to last. Let us talk about Team Hell No, Kane and Daniel Bryan versus Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston with AJ Lee in their corner for the Tag Team Championship. It's my turn, I think. Yeah, it's my turn. Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston win to show off Langston's power. He will hit his move, knock off Kane off the edge, and Dolph Ziggler will come in and hit the finisher, which will cause the implosion of Daniel Bryan and Kane, which will see Ziggler possibly walk out of WrestleMania with two titles, and we'll talk about that later on. But I see Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston winning the titles. Ashley?
What was the last image you saw on Raw?
The last image I saw?
Well, the last image of this affecting this match.
In all honesty, I don't remember.
Ziggler and Langston and AJ posing with the tag belts over grounded Team Hell No. 9 times out of 10, that means whoever's on the floor is going to have the belts by the end of WrestleMania. So, just on a hunch, because I think there is a more deserving tag team in Road Scholars that deserves the belts ahead of Ziggler and Langston, I'm going to say Team Hell No retains.
Okay. Apparently, 62.5% agree with me, and 37.5% agree with you. So, there you go. So, I don't know. This is
true,
one of those matches.
I'm a true voice of the voiceless there, then.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's the moniker of the show. Come on.
I know it is. So, yeah, there you go. We'll go with this match. Alberto Del Rio with apparently a healed Ricardo Rodriguez, because he wasn't on crutches at the Empire State Building, versus Jack Swagger and Zeb Coulter for the World Heavyweight Championship.
And possibly a massive truck.
And Alberto Del Rio with a nice car. Or a lot of nice cars, apparently, if rumors are to be taken.
Apparently, he's going to pull up in his own truck with a transformer on the back with just a load of cars on the back.
Well, apparently he's going to come down with there's like 5 people are going to walk out with, or 5 people are going to drive out with cars. So that'd be pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. It's your go. Your turn.
See, I'm in two minds here again. I don't know whether... ultimately, at the end of the night, I feel Ziggler's going to walk out with the World Heavyweight Championship.
There we go.
My heart says that they'll punish Swagger by having him win the belt and then lose it in like 4 minutes which means he'll have the shortest title reign ever. I'm not talking match length, I'm talking actual title reign, because Bryan had it for longer than 18 seconds.
Yes.
Or they do the sensible way, because I really don't think this American Patriot kind of character is working at all. And your champ, well, your winner of the match will be Alberto Del Rio. Can't roll my R's.
My watch broke in that yeah. period. Sorry.
Hey, I was trying to beat. Every time I do the write up for Raw, I time the Alberto. He's got up to 10 seconds. So I tried to match him. If anybody timed that, I don't know. But
it was less than 10.
All I know is I scared Tennessee Cowgirl off, so that's a shame. I don't know.
She's been gone for a while.
But, yeah, that's the... Either way, Swagger deserves to be punished. Hashtag weed the people. God damn it, Anthony.
Oh, I just read that. And Anthony wins for best line in the chat. That's probably the longest that Ashley has kept the NO going. Oh,
I don't know. You haven't seen the Ring of Honor match that happened tonight. Whoa.
Oh. My pick chose Alberto Del Rio. With him losing to Dolph Ziggler after. As a punishment, I agree with you. But I don't see them giving him this huge, great entrance into WrestleMania and then just having him win the title to just turn around and lose it. So I'm not sure. I don't see Jack Swagger winning. I don't see nothing. I go with Alberto Del Rio. Apparently 76.08% agrees with me. Wait, that's not the league. There we go. 44% agree with me, and apparently 5.56% agree with Ashley. But 100% agree that there will be interference. So, there you go. Also, on top of that note, apparently 82.35% agree that the Money in the Bank contract will be turned in and the title will change hands. So, there you go. We'll go over this because I want to give Ashley the chance to do the big match. We will talk about John Cena versus The Rock for the WWE Championship. And I have John Cena going over. I need to change that. I have him going over with interference. Because I think we could see some kind of interference in this match. The Shield comes out. I believe we will see it.
Okay.
Why? I don't know. But I have a feeling the Shield will come out and attack both men and cause a problem. So, that's what I see. Not sure if it'll happen or not, but I'm going with it. Apparently my Facebook stopped working. Oh, wait, there's my Facebook. Ashley, what do you see?
I see Cena probably winning. And I'm just wondering if the rubber match isn't actually going to be at WrestleMania 30. It's going to be at Extreme Rules, because obviously Rock gets a rematch clause. Yes. And I'm just wondering from that whether we're going to see Rock versus Cena 60-minute Iron Man match. To see who definitively is the better man. Whether we want to see it or not, I think that's the way they could book it.
I think If we see a match at Extreme Rules, I think we'll see a Last Man Standing match. And that basically it will go down like Rock will come out and said, Cena, you beat me at WrestleMania. You didn't put me down there. Shield put me down. So at Extreme Rules, it's you versus me in a Last Man Standing match. And at Extreme Rules, we'll see who the better man is, because that man will be standing with the belts. So, I mean, that's what I see. You had Cena going over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just want to make sure. Apparently, 83.33% agreed with us that Cena will be going over. And for me, apparently, 16.67% agree that there will be interference. 83.33% agreed that there will be no interference there. So, there's that. And our last match of the night is the one that I feel is going to be match of the night. I hope. I really hope. Undertaker versus CM Punk with Paul Heyman for the streak. Ashley.
This is kind of the way they've been building it is too much like Punk's already got him beat. Which is a shame, but it's still a great... Not that this... I don't want it to sound distasteful, but if anything, the death of Paul Bearer kind of added more fuel to the fire and made it a much more personal feud. Because arguably this match has been linked ever since SummerSlam last year. Mm-hmm. Lesnar was possible, but the fact that Lesnar is sort of a loose cannon and Undertaker's nearly 50, it's kind of a bit too much, I think, to have a really good match. With the style of CM Punk and how he can do technical stuff, as well as like the Macho Man elbow drop and everything, we will, you know, it won't be probably as good as last year, but yeah. I think it's still going to be one of those matches that CM, I think it may not be Undertaker's best match of his career, but I think CM Punk is all out desperate to make it his match of the year, whether he wins or loses. He wants people to remember the match he had with Undertaker at Mania on the best of package when it comes out at the end of his career.
I agree. I definitely agree. I see Undertaker winning either way. It's the streak. I don't think they have it in the cards for Punk to end the streak. I don't think they have it in the cards for anyone to end the streak. And we could be wrong. We could be very wrong with that. But I see Punk making this one of his best matches ever. I hope that both men can make it the best match of the night, but I'm not sure. Only reason why is because Undertaker is broken pretty much beyond repair now, and apparently Punk is injured also. But they're hiding that fact. You can see it a little bit at on Raw, which I have to say. I want to get off topic for a second. The ending to Raw was one of the best endings to Raw I have seen in a long time. Undertaker's in the ring talking about everything. The gong hits. The druids come walking out with fire. They stand there. And then you hear the, oh, yes, of Paul Bearer's voice come over. And out walks Paul Heyman. Dressed.
At first, I thought it was Punk.
No, I could definitely tell that was not Punk.
I thought it was Punk with a fat suit.
Nah. Because I knew Punk was going to do something. I knew Punk was going to do something. And when Undertaker went up there, he realized that Punk was one of the druids. So he started hitting every single one and then gets hit from behind by Punk. And then starts saying, you want what's in here. You want what's in here. Opens the urn and pours out the ashes of whoever was in the urn. We don't know.
Yeah, because I think some of the internet is like, oh my god, this is such bad taste. They're not supposed to be Paul Bearer's ashes.
Technically,
they're the ashes that have been in the thing since day one in the 90s. I'm guessing it's the ashes of Undertaker's dead parents.
Yes, I think that was, if I remember correctly, it was the parents' ashes in the urn that was giving him power. If I remember correctly, that is what was going on. And just the fact that he pours it on him and then pours it over himself.
He becoming Kratos. the god of death.
If the Red Martian had appeared, I would have probably marked out right there. But I have a feeling that they'll walk down with the urn. I really feel like they'll walk down with the urn at WrestleMania. And then halfway through the match, Undertaker will get the urn back and probably hit Paul Heyman with it. But just the fact that it's just the fact that he poured the ashes out became one of the biggest things for me. So apparently 94.44 agree with us that Undertaker will win. But here's the interesting thing. Here's the very interesting part. Apparently 55.56% say there will not be interference, but then apparently 44.44% say there will be interference. Paul Heyman is going to interfere. We know he's going to interfere. I mean, seriously, come on. So let's
rethink. Unless he gets beaten the shit out of by Triple H, in which CM Punk is defenseless.
But when will those matches take place is the big question. We could still
because
see.
Because of the way they've been building it and the fact that it headlined last Raw, Punk and the way I think it's going to be is, I think, is it 9 matches?
10 if you count the pre-show.
Yeah, but with the you're going to start with the World Heavyweight title because that's the way it has to, because there's nothing else. There's nothing else that really stands out, because your three big ones are arguably Rock, Cena, which will close, Punk Undertaker, which will be third last, and then Lesnar Triple H could be fourth or fifth match, I think.
Okay, no, hold on. I'm gonna look at it like this. I'm gonna go over to JJ. I'm gonna take that back. I'm gonna say that Rock and Cena are last. The 8-man mixed tag is second. Alberto Del Rio, Jack Swagger, probably your third match into the show. So I agree with you saying that Undertaker and Punk could be third to last, but I'm not
sure.
Let's
just say if they open with the Team Hell No thing, expect to see a cash in. If they open with Ziggler.
If they open, yes.
Yeah. If they open with the World Heavyweight title, I wouldn't be surprised if they had him cash in and win and then immediately have to take on Team Hell No and then possibly win it then and have both titles. So he literally stole the show.
I don't think that'll happen. I think he'll win the titles in the first match, which will be the opening match. Team Hell No and Dolph and Big E, and then later on he goes in and cashes in against Alberto, gets it, and then says, like you just said, he stole the show by winning two titles on one pay-per-view.
Anthony actually makes a good point, though. Why not have a battle royal on the pre-show as well? It has been rumored, and
Lumberjacks.
Yeah. Is it Lumberjack or is it?
They've said they're going to have a Lumberjack match as a U.S. title match and have Sin Cara face Cesaro.
Is that confirmed?
No, that was the rumors.
See, what I'm wondering is, as Anthony says, you can't just have an hour with one match. There's going to have to be a second match. And they did say there would be some sort of fan interaction, I thought, with what the stipulation for the match would be to decide what happens. What I think will happen is you'll have a battle royale at the start, kind of akin to WrestleMania 24, you know, when they had the thing at the pre-show to see who would take on Chavo for the ECW title.
Yeah.
I think it'll be something like that. And then you'll actually have Cesaro defend his title against somebody, whoever it may be. I'm seeing quite a lot of names in chat. Christian, possibly.
Let me stop you for a second. Two guys in chat, Anthony especially, apparently Cesaro was rumored to happen, but was nixed because Cara suffered a concussion. He has actually been cleared to wrestle. They've announced that he is cleared to wrestle and is supposed to be at WrestleMania. So that was the big thing about why he would possibly be on the card.
Well, it was him that had the picture, which bloody let on to everyone the hotel where they're staying.
There you go. So, I mean,
what an idiot.
No, I mean, it's everyone's not staying at the same hotel. So just one of those things.
True.
So we could see multiple matches. We could see a lot of different things. So there's that. Other than that match, is there anything else you could possibly? What about a Divas match? I mean, we never did get confirmation. Could we see AJ versus Caitlyn? Could we see?
No, your Divas match is already on. It's called the Funkadactyls and Bellas.
There's a possibility we'll see a Divas match. I mean, I'm sure that we'll see
pre-show.
I think Caitlyn and somebody else could probably put on a good show. I don't know who, but Caitlyn and somebody else, I think, would do a good job. I don't know. So with that, anything else you want to bring up before we end the segment?
No, I think it's get into the gaming and the movies pretty quick, and let's get some phone calls. Woot.
Okay, then. There's it go from Ashley. Let's go ahead and jump on into our first commercial break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little gaming. We'll talk a little news. We'll talk a little bit of BioShock Infinite. We'll be right back.
That's because what we do.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, the all-American American in the house, baby. Zeb, roll another blunt. Yeah. Oh yeah, WWE in the house, baby. I was gonna get a push, but then I got high. I was gonna headline WrestleMania, but then I got high. Now I've got one strike against me, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. I was gonna fight Del Rio, but then I got high. I was gonna start a real good feud, but then I got high. Now I'm jobbing to Santino, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. Zeb and I were talking shit until I got high. We were gonna blame the Mexicans, but then I got high. Yeah. Now Vince McMahon is pissed off, and I know why. Hey, hey, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna cure my lisp until I got high. I was gonna speak like everyone else until I got high. Now I still sound like a douchebag, and I know why. Yeah, yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. I renamed my ankle lock until I got high. I was gonna be bigger than rock, but then I got high. Now I'm losing to Zack Ryder, and I know why. Because I got high. Because I got high, because I got high. La, da, da, da. I had a great future until I got high. I was gonna be the world champion, but then I got high. Oh, now I'm calling Dixie Carter, and I know why. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I'm heading to TNA, man. Oh, yeah. Where I can smoke all the pot I want. The All-American American is out.
Oh, wow, man. Yo, turn it off. Let me do it over. Yo, go.
Hey, wrestling fans, do you want a break from the day-to-day ins and outs of the WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor? Do you like talk radio that pulls no punches? And do you like your sci-fi and fantasy? Well, tune in to the Elite Force podcast each and every midweek with Chuck W. And each weekend with William Walkie Walker and Mindwipe. Exclusively on the SNS Radio Network and the Chris Jones Gaming Network. Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
And now back to the open book on the SNS Radio Network.
I mean, I'd greatly appreciate it if you would assist.
Perhaps you should ask him. I imagine he has a greater interest in getting there than I do.
I suppose he does. But there's no point in asking.
Why not?
Because he doesn't row.
He doesn't row?
No. He doesn't row.
Ah, I see what you mean.
And welcome back, guys. I thought you might guys might enjoy that a little bit. It was the audio from the beginning of the game for BioShock Infinite. I kind of wish it was the full audio where he was where Booker DeWitt was talking and they were going back and forth a little bit more. But it's still the audio. It came straight from the soundtrack, which is pretty cool. I actually had that on the soundtrack. But either way, lots of BioShock Infinite talk tonight, especially for myself. I'm going to give a review on the game and my thoughts on the ending a little bit. I'm not going to spoil anything, but believe me, there's a lot to talk about. Excuse me. So let's jump straight into the gaming segment. Of course, Ashley is here with me, so I'm going to let him start the show off. He's got a few segments. Whoa, whoa. I'm going to let him start the segment off. What the hell?
Is that what you just sounded like? It was like all tongues and everything.
Yeah, I was a little confused for a second. I've got a few stories myself. Ashley will start it off, and we'll get to the BioShock Infinite review. So go ahead, Ashley.
Something that
broke today. Apparently Ninja Theory is going to be announcing something special soon. They haven't really said what it is. It's just that it's something special. So that's all we can really talk about. But considering, okay, there was fanboy hate for DMC, but I think, Sean, I think you reviewed it a few months back. It's actually a pretty good game. So
DMC? Yes, yeah. It was. I actually, I'm not a fan of DMC at all. And then when I sat down and played it, I was like, okay, this is pretty good. So, I mean, the fanboys can go suck it, but either way, I'm looking forward to hear what they have to say.
Then, quite a lot of layoffs, which is a bit of a sad. The Deadpool game from High Moon Studios, they were working on, and they've apparently just finished development, and it's now going all to the processing to get it onto the discs and whatever, and before it goes gold, and then it's officially confirmed. And as they've finished development on the thing, 40 of the people have been made redundant and let go. This is the studio as well that did the Transformers War for Cybertron and Fall of Cybertron games, which were also pretty well received. So it's a shame for that. And also, in a continuation from last week's story, Square Enix LA decided to shift quite a lot of jobs as well, because the financial situation that apparently they're in. We actually got some figures for, we knew the sales figures, but we actually got the predicted sales that they were asking for. I think Sleeping Dogs made 1.75 million sales, and they wanted 2 to 2.5. Hitman, I think, took about 2.7, and they wanted 3.5 million. So apparently recoup costs or whatever. And Tomb Raider, which, as we said, was the most successful Tomb Raider release ever with 3.4. Apparently they thought 5 to 6 million people would buy it. I don't think even Call of Duty sells 6 million in its first month, does it?
No, it doesn't. It comes close. It'll sell about 5 million a week, but then it kind of slows down.
Oh, so hang on. So it does, it exceeds 6. I'm talking about 5 million. I'm talking about 5 to 6 million in the first month. You're saying Call of Duty does it in a week. Okay.
Yeah, it pretty much does. I mean,
no, but that's what they were kind of looking for with that. They were kind of looking for 1 million sales a week.
Square Enix, I had a conversation with my store manager at GameStop over this, and we talked about it a little bit, and he made a comment, and I agree with it. Square Enix has always had high hopes for their games, even though their games may suck. By the way, good job to Bronx, who just posted a nice picture of JJ in the Facebook. At Square Enix, I mean, the games were amazing that they came out with this year and last year. What they wanted was stupid. And I am really done talking about Square Enix, because I'm really tired of hearing all this crap. Square Enix just needs to get the head out of their ass. And if they're in the red, we're in the red. We really need to fix it. We really need to do something about this and fix some of our stuff. Make good DLC. Make story DLC for Tomb Raider. Make new story DLC like you have been for Sleeping Dogs. Give us story DLC for Hitman Absolution, which you have not.
Yeah, but you haven't mentioned the key franchise.
What, Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
I could care less about Final Fantasy.
No, but that's what did it, I think. Final Fantasy 13 Versus flopped. Final Fantasy 14 Versus flopped, so they had to reboot it. Final Fantasy All the Greatest for the mobile. Piece of shit video game on the mobile, but sold about 300 million billion copies because it was cheap. So, by the looks of it, the next Hitman game is just going to be on the mobile, and it's basically going to be Angry Birds with, like, an angry Agent 47 head trying to crush random targets in wooden blocks. I fear that's the way Square Enix are going to go, because apparently that makes the most money for them. Because it costs less to develop.
Just have them get out the Final Fantasy X. That'll make them enough money. they'll be back in the
or hopefully Final Fantasy 15 for the PS4 might actually be a good Final Fantasy for the first time since 10.
Oh well.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Nice little deal for you guys out there, wherever you are. It's only until Sunday, so if you're listening to this after then, this basically doesn't apply. But website Get Loaded Go, which is actually Get Games that it basically provides online Steam keys, I guess, through Eurogamer, who are the guys that do the expo that I went to last year. And I can exclusively reveal going to this year as well. Big announcement, which I don't want to do, but anyway. They are doing a special offer where they're offering you two games for, in the UK, it's two games for £6, or if you're in America, it's two games for only $10. On the list, you've got stuff like Batman Arkham City, Arkham Asylum Game of the Year Edition, Darksiders 2, Spec Ops The Line, Costume Quest, I think, is one of them, Dirt 3, I think. Borderlands, I think, is in there as well. But there's about 14 or 15 games. Yeah, the link, I'll say it again, getloadedgo.com. I think I'll post it as well on the Facebook page. If you can, if you've got Steam, you can get two full... I mean, Darksiders 2 is retail prices, for at least for the UK, is £35. So you can get that and another game for only £6. So I think... You.
Keep going. When you finish, I got something to ask you.
Okay. Well, I was just about to finish, but if you, it seemed like a good enough deal. So,
okay, I got a question for you. This is going off the gaming, getting away from the gaming for a second. Let's talk music for a second. Paramore, you know who the band is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they break up last year?
Something like, well, I don't know.
Because I
vaguely
just saw a
hear something like that, yeah.
I just saw a commercial for a new album. And I'm like, what?
Was it Paramore or was it somebody else?
I'm going to have to look that up. Keep going.
More axings, actually. Sega Australia is going to be shutting down completely. Yes, okay, they've made games like London 2012, the official game of the Olympic Games, which... admittedly, was pretty bad. Well, not atrocious, but bad. But this is also the studio that does the Total War games, including the soon-to-be-released Rome Total War 2, I believe. Which leaves it a bit awkward as to what's happening for Rome Total War 2. So, we'll see what happens with that. Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. The first kind of teaser trailer came out on April 1st. And the confusing thing is, it wasn't an April Fool. It was one of these things where they, I guess, purposely did it to try and swerve people. But the fact is, this Blood Dragon has been kind of rumored and confirmed for at least a month or two.
Yep.
Via leaks and everything of Xbox arcade art. And apparently on NeoGAF they managed to get like the proper cover, and it looks like an 80s movie poster. Actually, it looks not that dissimilar to the cover of the original Metal Gear for the NES, including the fact that it's got the bloke from Terminator, Kyle Reese's character, or lookalike of him, on the front, considering the rumor is speculating thanks to tweets that basically say the guy that played him, who I can't remember off the top of my head, apparently could be voicing the character that you play as. The confusing thing about it is it's set in the future in 2007. So I'm guessing what it is, it's supposed to be like an 80s movie. But considering all the tripped up shit that happens in Far Cry 3, it could be some sort of hallucination from anything or anything. I said anything twice. Anything or everything. There you go. But, yeah, it looks intriguing, the screenshots that they have shown and the tiny little glimpse that was actually in the trailer. But...
this is interesting. I'm sorry to cut you off like this. I decided to go on Amazon real quick because the guys in chat are talking about WrestleMania sets. And apparently the Mankind DVD was released.
Yeah.
Or it's on pre-order. Excuse me. It's on pre-order for April 16th. I didn't know about that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to cut you off. It's coming out over here through the new distributors. And as an incentive bonus, I think about the first 1,000 people get their own Mr. Soccer.
That's pretty, oh,
it's only a printed one. It's not a hand-drawn one.
Oh, that's BS.
The Bret Hart one, I think, at least with some of them, he was signing them. I don't know if it was with that or with the previous distributor because they were releasing the Bret Hart, the Wrestling with Shadows documentary in a special edition. But that's all right. Speaking of special editions, let's jump to Sega again and touch on the Aliens issue. Because earlier this week, all the Aliens trailers had to be re-updated with stuff in the actual trailers saying the game content you see here is not the same as the content that you will see in the game. Due to the fact that everyone went, oh my god, this is absolutely atrocious. But you know, you gave your thoughts on it. You didn't think it was a bad, you know, it's worth it. Was it worth it full price or with like a $15 price cut? It is more worth it.
$15 to $20. Yeah. I'm gonna give it up. I like the story. It was doing a good job, but everything that was going on, the problems it was having, stuff like that. I do want to pick it up on PC and get the mods that came out because the mods apparently made it a lot better, made it really worth it. So I want to get those. So I'm hoping that I can really get those. Get that one and get the mods and then really play it because I really want to try it out again.
We're talking about Aliens Colonial Marines, sorry, Mac. Yeah. And speaking of that as well, it's actually we're getting to an interesting point because they just announced today that the Wii U Definitive Edition is not even happening.
Nope.
It got cancelled, basically, I think, one, because of how badly received it was review-wise, and two, I don't think the Wii U is actually being seen as a definitive console now. I think people, you know, they're trying to say, oh, look, we're next-gen, but the fact of the matter is, they're only really playing catch-up, and it hasn't sold enough to really make people pay attention. Because if you had the choice of getting Assassin's Creed 4 on a Wii U or a PS3, when it's probably the same quality between the two, except the PS3 one is probably more accessible, and, you know, the Wii U is probably going to have, oh, look, you can see the inventory on your screen. Is that truly enough of a feature to make everybody go, stop the presses, I'm just buying the Wii U version, screw the rest of the consoles? Me thinks not.
Yeah.
Speaking of consoles, we'll actually jump into the three big stories this week, which I'm probably, Sean's got quite a bit of, some of these were going to be your stories, but we might as well cover them together because of the time.
Yeah, go ahead.
The new Xbox. Oh, yes. Rumors speculate that it's going to be always online. And a guy by the name of Adam Orff, who is creative director of Microsoft Studios, who technically are in charge of stuff, I guess, like Minecraft, because they did the port, didn't they?
I'm sorry, I saw a tweet. Repeat what you just said, please.
Microsoft Studios do the ports of Minecraft for the 360.
No, there was another company.
Well, there's a logo for Minecraft Studios before it, isn't there? Minecraft, Microsoft Studios.
Too many M's.
No, that I mean it's exclusive to the 360, but it's not. It was not made by a Microsoft company.
Okay. Well, this Adam Orff guy decided to completely kind of go off on Twitter about it, saying, aren't all your devices always online anyway, like your mobile or your tablet? So what's the difference? Which I see his point, but then he decides to explain it like he's Hideo Kojima by saying, I do not have sufficient mobile phone connection to call anybody, so I will not buy a mobile phone. And then he says, I do not have sufficient electricity to power my home, I therefore will not buy a vacuum cleaner. Which really doesn't make sense. And then he was prompted by basically saying, didn't you learn from the problems of SimCity and Diablo 3 with their always online stuff and how people had the problems of connecting? In Diablo 3's case, it was error what? 514 or something?
Somewhere there.
And for SimCity, it was just nobody could get on for any prolonged time, really. And then the person said, well, just, you know, people lose electricity like they do the internet. And then the person says, well, it's okay, because looking into the person's history, they'd worked in, like, Seattle and Los Angeles and New York. And they said, what about if you live out in the sticks, like in West Virginia or Maine or somewhere? And the guy decided to respond by saying, why the hell would I live there?
Mm-hmm. I just saw, that's a tweet I just saw.
Yes.
That's the best part I saw.
The even more intriguing thing is, Microsoft is distancing themselves completely from this man's comments, and he works for them, sort of.
I wouldn't be surprised if he does work for Microsoft to see him future endeavored within the next couple of days, because him doing that is one of those moments where even I, as another employee, would be like, hey, look, this is bad for the company. Can we just do something? Can we like get rid of them?
As it is.
Yeah.
Because Wii U isn't always online. PS4 is rumored not to be always online. Okay, they won't allow pre-owned games, but you will be able to play some of those pre-owned games on offline, I'm guessing. You don't have
said anything about
the cloud.
Hold on. No one ever said anything about no pre-owned games on the PS4. They actually came out in a story and said that it will allow pre-owned games. So
I'm just wondering, with certain decisions that Microsoft seem to be making, because they think, oh, it worked with Windows, that somehow they're going to completely throw a hissy fit. Some will stay loyal to Microsoft no matter what, but you could see a shift and more people buy the PS4 this time due to its things, because I know Mindwipe will certainly have an opinion on always online things and how basically everything can track when and what you do. So it's basically Big Brother gone mad.
We're not getting into that here.
No, but I'm saying Mindwipe will certainly know what I'm talking about by that.
Everyone has their own opinion on everything. That's how things go. That's the world we live in. So, I mean, it's nothing to say. Let me go backwards for a second. Aaron Greenberg, who is actually the chief of staff for Interactive Entertainment Business, Seattle, Washington, Microsoft, you know, one of the big guys in the business, actually made a statement, actually said something, which is very funny. He made a response to Lynn Dawson, who apparently was offended by Adam Orff's comments, and he actually said this. Lynn Dawson, at Lynn Dawson, very sorry if you were offended. I don't actually know who he is. So apparently someone within the own company doesn't know who somebody is within the company, because something be going on here. apparently the whole conversation goes down from there. He doesn't respond to anybody. But it's very funny that it happened. Brassley, I'm still on the air, right? I hope I am. I know nothing right now. Okay, I'm still on the air. Okay, I was wondering for a second. It's very interesting that he responded with that response and then came out and said that he's sorry for the all the unfortunate posts yesterday, and then gives Major Nelson's website, where basically official statement goes through. Basically, Microsoft released this statement. We apologize for the inappropriate comments made by an employee on Twitter yesterday. This person is not a spokesperson for Microsoft, and his personal views do not reflect the customer-centric approach we take to our products or how we would communicate directly with our employee, our loyal customers, consumers, excuse me. We are very sorry if this offended anyone. However, we have not made any announcements about our product roadmap and have no further comment on this matter. So that's his comment. As far as the whole rumor about not playing pre-owned games, in all honesty, they're rumors. Just leave it at that. We don't know if they're real. They're rumors up until it's announced. So that's how we're pretty much going to leave that. A lot of people, new rumor comes out saying that the controller for the next Xbox is completely unchanged. It'll be the same as it is for the 360, and that it's going to be almost or just as powered as the PS4 is. So that's pretty cool. This whole always online connection has got everybody up I got all their panties twisted pretty much is how I'm going to say it. I'm just going to leave like that. Anthony in chat says maybe Ashley just left to see Kaiju Big Battle. Maybe he did. I wouldn't be surprised. I kind of want to go see it myself, but I know my connection won't allow it. Apparently they released a couple companies have released the first Ouya review, and apparently it's not that good. A lot of people are saying it's not that fun to actually mess with. The controller is laggy. A lot of stuff is not where it should be. You enter a credit card when you're first setting up your Ouya, and there are often no confirmation boxes or checks against you spending thousands of dollars. Oh, and you hit upgrade because it's right next to play and the controller's laggy? Yeah, perfect. Thanks for taking my money. A lot of people are not happy with their Ouya, so it's only the beta. Calm down, people. Let's just let it go for now. I'm sure that once they get everything figured out on it, it'll be just good to go. It appears Ashley is back with us. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Did you leave to go watch Kaiju Big Battle? That was the rumor.
No, I don't have the capability. Well, I do have the capabilities, but I think this computer would blow up. It just blew up anyway. I think Microsoft heard the smack talk I was giving on them, and they cut me off for about 1 minute. They did a Ring of Honor to me.
I'm sure Microsoft didn't do that. Do you have any more stories?
Another one we were going to talk about is the Call of Duty DLC, which got leaked and then officially got announced.
Yes, and it's funny you bring up that. Let's talk about that for a second. The first DLC pack is called, or the second. Ooh. The second DLC pack is called Uprising. And I want to say I'm looking forward to this one. There's a few reasons why. Do you have any of the information in front of you for that?
By the looks of it, there's no gun this time.
There's no gun.
They did that. Like, was leaked, I think, last month about whatever the new DLC was going to be. And I think all the levels are completely different to what it was. So, the four levels of Vertigo, which I think is a helipad, Encore, Magma, and Studio. And then your zombie level is Mob of the Dead. Which basically
pitches four mobsters against zombies on Alcatraz.
I'm sorry, give me one second. I actually was, I didn't read it. I watched the video, the developer diary that was released along with this. And I have a little bit more insight to it if my, my computer would work right. I'm having massive problems with my desktop tonight. It's not too good. Oh, by the way, we also need to talk about EA. Just, put that in your notes right quick.
Okay.
Because EA has really some interesting stuff. Apparently one of the maps for Black Ops for the new Uprising is Encore, I think you said it was. Possibly. I think he's dropped again, which sucks. I think Ashley's not having a good night. I think it was Encore. It was Encore. Actually, is the I'm trying to make sure I'm right here, guys. I'm sorry. It's either Encore or Studio is actually a remake of the New Twist. Blah blah blah. Mob of the Dead. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to read this as I'm looking at it. Either Studio or Encore is a remake of Firing Range, which is from Black Ops 1, I believe. And apparently we've lost Ashley again. It looks really cool, the map pack. Mob of the Dead is the new story. Apparently it's a full story. It has Ray Liotta, Chaz Palminteri, Joe Palatiniano, and Michael Madsen as mobsters in Alcatraz. So, I mean, it sounds pretty cool. Apparently, when you die in Mob of the Dead, it sends you to Purgatory, which is afterlife. So, sounds pretty cool that that's going to happen. Sucks I've lost Ashley again. It definitely does. So, let me jump into one of these stories that I've got that's kind of funny. Because it's actually called 10 Reasons Why You Shouldn't Play BioShock Infinite. Yeah, it's actually called that. Let me read that one more time so you know what I'm talking about. 10 Reasons Why You Shouldn't Play BioShock Infinite. Believe me, I wanted to shoot the person who created it, which his name is Tim Colwell, and he works for games.on.net. So here's the story. Here's the reasons. Number one, it's not even set in the real world. You're looking at BioShock, you're looking at the screens, you're thinking, a city in the clouds? What the hell war zone is this? Well, don't be fooled, my friends. This game doesn't take place in some crap old Worldsian. It's a city in the sky. Pretty much, that's their entire thing. Number two, your AI companion doesn't even need your protection. Apparently, they don't need any help from you at all. Number three, you'll want to pay attention to what's going on. So you get home and you sit down and you just want to switch off, right? Because you've had a hard day at the office and the boss says you have to stop peeing in the women's bathroom. And yes, this is your final warning. But you can't switch off because you're playing BioShock Infinite because somebody had to go and made a plot that's actually worth paying attention to. Well, guess what? I don't want to do that. Number four, you'll have to think about the ending and share it with your friends. I'm going to leave that one just right there. Number five, there are no QuickTime events. What were they thinking? Number six, there's not a single U.S. Marine. His reasoning behind this one. Do I even need to explain this? Is a game even worth playing if you can't play as a U.S. Marine? Of course not. Number seven, there's not even a single driving or turret sequence. Number eight, there's no dubstep. Number nine, where are the boobs? And number 10, it's just so weird and different. that were his, that was his 10 reasons to why not to play BioShock Infinite. Here's my one reason why you should. Because it is the best game I have ever played in my life. I'm going to, yes, I did just say that. BioShock Infinite, and this is my review of BioShock Infinite, straight up. BioShock Infinite is one of the greatest games I've played in a very long time. Couple of reasons why. It's absolutely one of the most gorgeous games I've played. The story kept me enthralled throughout the entire game. The controls were a little iffy in the beginning, but as I learned them, they became my best friends. It made me care about the people in the game. It made me think. Now, I know some of those sound like questionable tactics or what, but in all honesty, it's true. There hasn't been a really big game for me that's kind of pulled me in to the point where I would really like it, but I'm a BioShock fan. I've liked it since the beginning. BioShock 1 changed a lot of the way everything's gone. BioShock 2 was a great game, but not as great as BioShock 1. And then BioShock Infinite comes out and completely turns everything on its head. The story, you're facing off against the Founders and then going up against the Vox Populi, is just one of those really cool moments. A lot of stuff happens that causes you to, I don't know how to say this right, you're not in the same world, or the same universe, excuse me, as you would think you are. Apparently Ashley is back. Welcome back. I'm giving my review on BioShock Infinite, by the way.
Okay.
So if you have any questions, you can just ask. The Songbird, which I was expecting to be one of the biggest and worst things I've ever seen, was actually scary. It really did make me fear, but not to the point, not to where I thought it would, I would have to be. I really had a lot of hope for what the Songbird was. But in the end, I was really happy the Songbird was there. The ending, okay, I'm going to put it like this. I'm going to get to the ending right quick. The ending. Last Friday, I definitely told you guys that I was playing the game. I loved the game last week. I was trying to beat the game before I went to work on Saturday because I know they wanted to talk about it. Saturday came up. I'm playing the game. I die multiple times on the last mission. And then I fail the mission because what I'm trying to protect ends up getting destroyed. That ticks me off so much that I actually quit the game and left and went home. While at work, they're trying to talk about BioShock Infinite, the ending and everything, while I'm there, and I'm asking them not to. So they end up making up a bunch of stuff. To Mac and Chat, they're not really my theories, they're really my opinions. So, I mean, it's my opinion. So, it's one of those things that I enjoy. It's like assholes. Everybody's got one. Yes, I did just use the old phrase. So as we're at work, they're trying to spoil it a little bit, but not spoil it at the same time. So I get home that night, and I sit down and play it. The ending was one of the best endings out there. Oh, my theories from last week. Yeah, that was my theories because let me jump backwards. Because I didn't know the ending. I didn't want to know the ending last week. I wanted to finish the game and learn the ending. And yes, I know that my endings were off. I know that the whole I thought I spoiled the game for myself. I know those were all off. And I'm glad they were. We're going in overtime, apparently, too. So I get home and I finish the game. One of the greatest endings to a game ever. It was confusing, which is great. It was interactive, which was cool. But it was really the thought process behind the entire thing that made me okay. I was like, okay, I got you. As I sat there with my jaw on the ground, I realized after the credits rolled that I had actually cried. I was still crying a little bit. Tears were going down my cheeks. It was a very emotional ending because I had played this game. I had actually spent about 25 hours in the game when a lot of people had only spent like 12, 13 hours because I was looking at every single corner. The game pulls you in and makes you care about who you're playing. You're playing as Booker DeWitt. It makes you care about Elizabeth. It makes you care about Comstock. It makes you care about Daisy. It gives you so many throwbacks to the first two games. There's just so much in this game that makes me question a lot of stuff about the game itself. But at the same time, it makes me want the DLC. It makes me want one because there's three DLC packs coming out for the game. It makes me want each one of those just as much. And I'm hoping Irrational Games does not take 6 to 7 months to come up with the first one. I hope the first DLC pack is out in the next month or two. I want the, I want it. I want the first DLC pack. I want to play again. I would spoil the ending, but I'm not doing that tonight. Believe me, if you want to get spoiled, there's a video actually, that a guy who is actually a video game creator, he goes through it and he's actually a psychologist also. He goes through it and analyzes the entire ending and helps you understand the ending. I started watching that today and I was like, nah, we won't. I won't watch it. So, I mean, I got halfway through. It was really good. So, if you get a chance, go check it out. Definitely, go play the game. I ended up buying it on the PC, which was $60 in itself. But I also bought the Collector's Edition, Songbird Edition with the statue, $150. Bought the Season Pass, $20. And I bought the Limited Edition Strategy Guide, $35. I spent over $200 on this game. $200 worth the purchase. So that's my, if it's on the scale of buying or renting, if you don't buy this game and play it, you fail at life. I'm going to leave it at that. Ashley, anything else you wanted to throw in here before we take our next break?
Did you mention the LucasArts?
No, I didn't. I didn't really want to talk about it, but okay. You know what?
Yeah, Luke.
You know what? Hold off. Let's do that in the third segment.
Okay.
Since it does, it is a little bit of entertainment story also. We'll do that in the third segment. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk LucasArts. We'll talk a little bit of entertainment stories. We'll take your phone calls, and then we'll end the show. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
WrestlingOnline.com, the official news source of Wrestling News Live. You're looking for the latest news in the world of MMA and professional wrestling. Log on to www.wrestling-online.com and sign up for the largest and longest running newsletter on the internet today with over 26,000 subscribers and over 3,000 issues. And the best part, just like WNL, it's free! Once again, that's www.wrestlingonline.com.
Don't skip it.
There was something in the woods.
Everything's gonna be fine. I don't know if you'd noticed this, but everything's been getting worse. Every second.
If we don't do something, we're all gonna be dead!
Does that sound fine?
Rated R.
Every Thursday, the SNS Radio Network gets in the ring and starts running the ropes.
When I caught SmackDown again. I caught Skip Sheffield's gimmick, and I couldn't help but to think that his new gimmick sounds like an Arby's roast beef sandwich.
Join Brian Maverick Bertrand and Chris Kelly from HeadlocksAndHeadlines.com as they talk about every random thing going on within the WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, and the NorCal independent scene. Running the Ropes also features interviews with stars from the past.
It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the Road Dog, Jesse James.
Present.
What's going on? This is Kazarian.
And this is the Fallen Angel, Christopher Daniels.
And future.
Hey guys, it's Rima Fatigue.
And so much more. So join the guys every week on Running the Ropes right here on the SNS Radio Network.
Are you a TNA Impact Wrestling fan? Are you looking for a show that talks about TNA wrestling? Then tune in to TNA Chat Live every Thursday night starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern on the SNS Radio Network with the Bronx Father, Tony J. Mirabella, as he reviews the latest episode of Impact Wrestling and takes your phone calls to get your thoughts on the state of TNA wrestling. Are you ready to cross that line?
On the SNS Radio Network. And if you don't like that, sorry about your damn luck.
Let's go to our ring announcer.
Wrestling fans, your ring announcer here, Sean Beckerman. And I'm proud to present to you the Pro Wrestling Nostalgia Podcast that's taking the IWC by storm beyond the bell. On each edition, we cover a different theme, taking you back in time to relive the greatest and worst in professional wrestling. We go behind the mic, where you will get backstage stories from the perspective of a pro wrestling ring announcer on the independent circuit. Find out what it was like to announce some of the greatest stars in pro wrestling history and the funny stories behind the scenes. And we wrap it all up with old school wrestling music. So tune in to Beyond the Bell each and every week on the SNS Radio Network, and I'll see you at the matches. It's go time!
And now back to the open book on the SNS Radio Network.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing.
And welcome back, guys. This is the Open Book, of course. And apparently I still hear music. But this is the Open Book. This is segment 3. And actually, what was that we just heard?
That was Bobby Darin's Beyond the Sea.
And so, why did we hear that?
Well, because they officially announced this week that the long-rumored and partly confirmed Finding Nemo 2 is now going to be called Finding Dory. And is going to be coming out in 2015.
So there you go. There's a reason why we do have that. This is the third segment, of course, as I said. There is two things we need to do. First off, apparently the stream cached and it sucks. Great. No, I'm kidding. First thing we're going to do is we are going to kill Ashley. Yes. Exterminate Ashley.
Okay.
Ashley's dead. Thank you very much to the Dalek we have over there. Hopefully the doctor can't find him. Oh, well. Second thing, Ashley, as we try to regenerate you back to life, apparently that doesn't work. Somebody get the EMTs. Ashley.
Sorry, I just got put to sleep by a tweet from apparently at the Kaiju thing while listing the top 10 reasons that Dr. Cube is bad. The number 5 reason is because he's friends with Fandango.
Hell yes.
There you go. There you go. The second thing we need to do is we do need to offer our sincere thoughts and prayers to the families of not only Roger Ebert, who passed away this week, to who lost his bout to cancer, which sucks a lot that we did lose him, but we also need to give our thoughts and prayers to Jane Henson, who passed away, who was the wife of one of the greatest creators to walk this earth, Jim Henson. Am I right, Ashley?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there was another one which isn't a death, but might be soon. The author, Ian Banks. Some of you will know when he writes under a pseudonym of Ian M. Banks. Yeah, what a great pseudonym. But anyway, quite a lot of sci-fi stuff that he's done. He announced that he is in terminal stages, I think, of... Let me have a quick look at my notes. Terminal bladder cancer.
Yeah, so there's a lot.
He looks at it on a, he looks at it though with a slightly more cynical eye. But yeah, respects to him. But I do like the nod to him, basically saying. Apparently, he announced it as well as proposing to his wife. Or soon to be wife, anyway, and saying, "I'd like you to. Would you do me the greatest honor of becoming my widow?" Which is kind of nice. It's his humor to get over it.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, respects out to other people that have died that we can't get to.
It definitely. It's one of those things that sucks that we lose all the great ones that we do.
The irony with Ebert is, I think the day before I saw a news story, he put up a blog saying that he was aiming to do about 200 reviews a year. And last year, he actually did over 300. And he basically put a post, says, I'm going to have to scale back a bit. The next day... we hear the announcement of his death, which is just a bit kind of eerie, but yeah.
It sucks. It definitely does. I know I read and watched some of his reviews that he did with Gene Siskel. Definitely one of those things that sucks. I hope that my thoughts and prayers and the open books thoughts and prayers to their families. Back to a topic at hand, LucasArts, who also died this week. And I say that with a knife in my hand, unfortunately.
Wow. There you go. Breaking news. It wasn't actually Disney. It was Sean. That killed LucasArts.
No, I may be the one who kills Disney.
Okay.
I'm going to go find the cryogenic body of Walt Disney in underneath Cuba is where he's at. And I'm going to stab him right in the head. Right in the head.
No. Apparently Castro doesn't want war.
He just wants Disney. Ironic.
What?
Nothing. Disney basically shut down LucasArts this week because they weren't making money. I don't know the real story behind it. I don't care about the real story. They shut down a company who was working on some great games, trying to get some great games out. And it's just to that one point where why? You want the license? Great. You got the license. Oh, you want to shut down LucasArts? Why? Because you have the license. It's just... There was two games that were in works at LucasArts. There was a Battlefront-style game in the works, and there was 1313, which I was looking forward to 1313. Believe me on that. Especially with the fact that it was supposedly going to be based on Boba Fett. Hell yeah. Now I'm not going to get those. They lost their damn minds. I was really looking forward to it. LucasArts closed them down. The question comes out now, what's next on Disney's Axe Block? Marvel stops making money? Oh, we'll shut Marvel down. Lucasfilm's not making money? Oh, we're going to shut them down. I mean, really, what's... I mean, Disney has done this before where they bought products out, and as soon as they go into the zeros, as soon as they stop making money, they shut it down. And it's complete and utter BS. But I'm just one person. But I'm one person with a microphone. So I am the voice of the voiceless. I am one of the voices of, excuse me. I am one of the voices of the voiceless here on the SNS Radio Network. And we're on the internet. So, yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Ashley, anything you want to say about it before we jump into our other stories?
I can kind of understand where it's going. It's just a shame that the Epitaph is going to be the last game that LucasArts did was Kinect Star Wars.
Don't even bring that up.
When you look up some of their heritage, like with the, you know, not even just Star Wars, Monkey Island, the game which I think made GTA think what it was doing, Mercenaries. I loved the hell out of that game on the PS2. I liked the whole approach. Okay, it's North Korea, which at this time is probably, you know, a hotbed of a topic, but it was nicely done. It was something which was feasible, and the whole interaction and everything was really nice. I'm trying to think off the top of my head of any other LucasArts stuff. The Indiana Jones games weren't too bad. Can't think of anything else off the top of my head, but it's a shame that they're gone. At least they still have a legacy of all those great games and Kinect Star Wars. Admittedly, there were quite a lot of LucasArts games which were pretty poor. Quite a lot of the Star Wars Episode 1 games were crap, apart from Racer and probably Jedi Power Battles.
Definitely. Before we jump into entertainment news, Brassai informed us during the break about one thing. Apparently, Ric Flair has been cited in New York. He has been cited in New York, so who knows what he's on in New York? Only he does. So we'll have
to think due to everything that's happened, he may just be there to see friends at WrestleMania and probably be present at the Hall of Fame ceremony, but perhaps not going to be on camera or anything.
Probably.
He would want to pay his respects to somebody like Bruno Sammartino.
Probably. I definitely think he's there to see Bruno. I think we'll see a picture of him and Bruno together. I'm really hoping for that. I will probably mark out when I see that picture. And whoever posted the picture, I think it was Jim, who posted the picture of the original Triple WF title. Thank you. I have not seen that title in so long. It is one of the first original titles to ever be created just for a wrestling company. I absolutely love the picture. I really do. If you haven't seen the picture yet, it's pretty far down in the... I'm trying to find it right now. There's a lot of pictures to go through right now. Oh, there it is. I'm going to bump that up. Bump for the open book. And I definitely want everybody to take a look, because actually it's I don't know what it's made of. Possibly gold. I don't know. But it's a picture of the U.S. and it looks great. It's the first original belt. And I am very happy to see that. I've not seen that in a very long time. Now, on to what we have at hand. Let's quickly go through our stories, because I know we have a few. Because I know we want to get into phone calls. We want to get into this contest. So let's get into this.
Okay. Guillermo del Toro's new project, Crimson Peak, a haunted house thriller, has had some star name announcements, quite literally, in Emma Stone, Jessica Chastain, and Benedict Cumberbatch, who arguably is becoming the big thing for people that are really interested in now with regards to movies. Apparently everybody wants him now. Sadly, it isn't because of Sherlock. It's just because he's in Star Trek. Although arguably Sherlock made him, as well as his theatre stuff. If you haven't, it hasn't been released on DVD, but if anybody saw the theatre, well, it was released in cinemas, the theatre production of Frankenstein that he did with Johnny Lee Miller, oh my God, that is the best thing I've ever seen that's been on a stage. Seriously. Justin Lin will not be directing Fast 7. He will be stepping away from the project. Reason is, he doesn't think he's up to doing it. Because the studio apparently wants it to come out next year. So this is... The Fast series, apparently Universal wants to be as bad as Saw and Paranormal Activity, which one just comes out every year, whether people like it or not. And he thinks that by doing films so close and back-to-back, the quality of it's going to be crap. So whoever steps into the role, big pressure. You've got to make a good movie when everybody else says it's going to be crap. Good luck. Vince Vaughn and Luke Wilson will be returning with their cameo roles from Anchorman in the sequel, coming out at the end of the year. But apparently as well, Nicole Kidman is going to be in there in some sort of role, as well as Harrison Ford. They've established that it is going to be a cameo thing. It's not going to be a fully fledged role for Harrison Ford, and it's just a cameo. Avengers 2 will be made in the UK at the Pinewood Shepperton Studios, which I'm seriously marking out for, because I think the first one was probably just in the Disney Studios in LA. But I like the approach. It's certainly good for the UK industry, getting a movie of the caliber and size of the Avengers over. So looking forward to that. Arrested Development, the new series of what was originally 13 and then became 14, has now become 15 episodes and will be launching May 26, which is my birthday. So for that reason, you will not be hearing from me for probably the next 7 years after that day, because I'll just be watching Arrested Development. More superhero news. Zoe Saldana from Star Trek and Avatar and everything has been announced as Gamora for the Guardians of the Galaxy movie. I think that's 2014, 2015, I think, off the top of my head. And Will Arnett is going to be on for Ninja Turtles in an undisclosed role. And Nicholas Hoult will be Beast in X-Men Days of Future Past, both as First Class. Both as young and old Beast, shall we say. It's hard to describe them. I don't know. Is it like old, you know, old, young? Is there a comic term that I don't know and I'm being
current and previous? Stupid?
Current and previous. Yeah, but which is current?
Days of Future Past is not. That was the
original. Are the young people in the present time or are the old people in the present time?
No, that was during the Cold War. That was the new one's right after the Cold War.
Okay.
So, I mean, Why would that be current? Unless there's something going on and I don't know about, then that is not current. If it is.
I'm just noticing as well, Owen Disney in the chat is saying Christoph Waltz is back in Muppets 2. Possibly.
So, there you go. I don't really have anything. I do have one thing about Evil Dead. A buddy of mine went to the midnight show last night. Thursday night into Friday. Said it was amazing. So, he doesn't really say that about movies that often. So, it's very interesting. There's been nothing but positive feedback coming out from the new one. So, I won't be seeing it in theaters. I will straight up say I won't be seeing it in theaters because I will scream like a little girl. I know I will. So, I definitely will not be seeing it in theaters. By the way, there was something we didn't talk about. Ride to Hell. Do you remember that game? It was announced.
Oh, yeah. It's another one of these completely forgotten about.
Ride to Hell was actually announced to have 3 games this week to be coming out this year. As I bring up the article, there were three games this summer. Here we go. Ride to Hell Retribution, a biker gang's revenge tale in the action genre for PC, 360, and PS3. It'll launch June 25th and 28th in North America and internationally, respectively. The second game, Ride to Hell Route 666, is a digitally distributed game where players will recruit and lead a gang of bikers from Chicago to Los Angeles, fighting every mile of the road using brain and brawn. This describes a fast-paced arcade game that will be out in June on PlayStation Network, Xbox Live Arcade, and Steam. Finally, Ride to Hell Beatdown is a rock and roll brawler for the mobile, with details rolling in soon. So there you go. All coming out this year. So that's pretty cool.
That worries me, though.
Why?
It seemingly got cancelled because it wasn't supposed to be coming out in 2009.
Well, it was placed
and
on
then
the back.
Only since February has it suddenly turned up.
Well, Deep Silver, which is the company that now owns Saints Row, who makes Dead Island, has basically said that they were working on it for a long time, and they were like, we want this to come out, but we're not sure. And it looks interesting, and I'll play it. I'm not going to lie.
Although the developers of it, Eutechnics, did games that I personally like Le Mans 24 Hours and 007 Racing wasn't brilliant, and Big Mother Truckers, the most recent stuff has just been NASCAR games, Supercar Challenge, which is one of the worst games for the PS3, Hot Wheels, Pimp My Ride, oh, and that Fast and the Furious game that came out associated with no movie whatsoever in 2006.
Eh.
Oh, dear.
That's how
I've got my hopes less up for that. The only reason it's got some sort of savior is Deep Silver's is involved now.
Yeah, that's the only reason why. So with that, that ends our entertainment segment for now. I think we should possibly go ahead and open up the phone lines. Ashley, let them know how we can call in. Let them know how they can call in.
Everyone else you know, can call in to 501-588-7957, or you can call in via Skype, just add the user Sunday Night Showdown. Woo-yah, boo-yah, stick it up your jumper.
Please don't ever say that again. Just don't. Don't ever. Well, I pull up the emails right quick to see who might be in this contest that we're going to give away. Because I know we have several names. We have Mac. We have L-Train, who won our $15 gift card, iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
We have Acer. We have Blue Mystery. I hope he doesn't win.
Wow.
We have Seabrood, and we have the Canadian Barbarian. So we have all of those in there. Once again, while we wait for phone calls, we are giving away a copy. Oh, God, really? You know, it's funny. As soon as I pick up the stuff I'm giving away, I see a picture of the Joker. That's all I see. And that's pretty evident of who that might be, since that's his Facebook picture also. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you the other person that's in New York right now, but he lives there. Unfortunately, it's the Bronx Father. What's up tonight, man?
Well, JJ already called in, so I figured let me add some star power to the third segment as well.
Yes, let's add the one star to our third segment, yes.
I'm just thinking, this makes the middle segment just look completely stupid.
Nope. I thought Bioshock Infinite. That's all that matters. That's all I care.
Yeah, true.
No,
so
you
what's
got,
up tonight?
You caught me a little off guard with the Ebert thing. I mean, I had heard about... oh, Lord. Who was the first person you mentioned? I had heard about...
Well, Ebert was the first person. Jane Henson was the second.
Right. I heard about Jane Henson, but I hadn't heard about Ebert. It's amazing to think that two staples from my childhood, Siskel and Ebert, they're both gone, man. That sucks.
It does. It does. I was caught off guard. I was actually at work, I think, when I saw the post or when I saw the message. And I was just like, wow. I was like, how did he die? And then I realized he had cancer. But then I had heard he had got rid of it. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's probably how he died. So, I mean, it sucks.
Yeah, that was actually the report that I saw. It was the day before. It was, you know, my cancer's come back. I'm going to have to cut down doing the 300 reviews and go back to what I said I was doing, 200. The next day I look at Twitter and it's like hashtag Ebert and stuff like that. And it's like, why is that trending? He made the statement yesterday. Oh, crap.
Uh-oh, what's up now?
No, that was my reaction.
Oh.
We've now dropped Ashley for the third time tonight. We are sorry to say this, but Ashley is now... future endeavored on the open book. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, don't even come back.
Ashley's computer still takes those big floppy disks, you know, the ones that are actually floppy.
8.5s.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you, Ashley. It was it was one of those moments where it sucked.
Two things I wanted to bring up. G.I. Joe Retaliation. I'm not going to give away any spoilers or reviews because J.J. knows the names and everything better than I do. But I will tell
you. The Rock dies? What are you talking about? The Rock dies? Are you serious? Why'd you post that in Skype?
What the fuck's wrong with you? But the movie was excellent. I will say this to anybody who has, you know, if you want to go see it, I highly recommend it. It was one of those movies where they didn't care if one woman bought a ticket. It was just a totally, like, fucking testosterone-driven action fest throughout, and it was really good. And the you guys mentioned Fast and Furious. I saw the preview for the next one that's coming out later this summer. That and Wolverine look fucking awesome.
What other trailers were in the beginning of... G.I. Joe, if I may ask.
There was one, I apologize, I can't remember the name of the movies. There were two, like, end-of-the-world type movies. One was these creatures, that it almost reminded me of Cloverfield, that are destroying the whole world, and then there was another one.
Hold on. Pacific Rim?
Yeah, what? Might have been. I just...
Oh, I want to see that one so bad.
Kaiju! More kaiju! God damn it. It is the bane of my fucking life, kaiju. And then Guillermo del Toro. Oh, let's make a film about kaiju that isn't Godzilla.
Go ahead, Bronx.
Yeah, there were so many it's like you have to sit through like 40 freaking previews. It was like when the movie started, I hear JJ go, finally. It was good. Regarding Mania... real quick, I'm looking forward to Mania, as usually we always are, but You know, a lot of the matches, Punk, Taker, I have no, I don't know if I should get my quick picks now. I'll call them my opinions. Punk and Taker, I don't think there's any way that Punk can go over with the stuff he's done to Taker. Now, as far as Rock Cena, that one, I can't, I'm not going to give my prediction, but I'm just going to say that I don't think it's as certain as everyone thinks it is.
Okay.
Dolph Ziggler wins. He just dropped the Raw and he just comes out. I am literally seeing the show and the title belt and everything. Bye.
And he leaves with three belts. Yeah. Oh, well, wait, he stole the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title. He leaves with all the belts. He is now the most decorated champion in WWE.
He leaves with the Divas belt. He isn't even giving it to AJ because he's that jealous.
Well, I mean, they've been known to ignore rules before. I mean, how many fans really even remember that he can only cash in on the world title?
We do.
Well, that's us. We're IWC. I'm talking about people at Mania, but I don't think they'll do that. I'm almost thinking that we're definitely going to see a cash in, whether it'll be on a newly crowned Swagger or will it be on Del Rio? I don't know, but I think, in fact, he only has a couple months left to cash in. So Mania would be the place to do it.
Definitely. I expect it. I actually, for my four down picks, did put that in there. So,
yeah.
Well, it's getting late. One last thing. I know I promised I would give stories on WNL because Trey wants to hear them. But there was I'll give one on your show. It was real funny tonight. Me, JJ, Harmony, and Colin go to this really good Mexican restaurant around Times Square. And we're going to be seated. Now, JJ's a big dude. I'm just fat. Colin is real skinny guy. And Harmony, of course, looked beautiful as always. And at first, we go to sit in this booth. So JJ sits next to Harmony. Colin sits down, and I'm like, oh, boy, that's the only place I can sit, and there's really not enough room. What am I going to do? And JJ came to the rescue and tells the waiter, excuse me, I think it's better off we have a table with chairs. And I'm like, oh, God, thank you. So we ended up sitting at, you know, a regular table with regular chairs so I didn't suffocate poor Colin Vasilo.
I was going to say.
Quick little story for you.
And you just changed our one-star segment to a negative one. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Bronx, okay, Bronx knows that I love him to death. He's a great guy. I wouldn't joke like this if I knew he wasn't going to take it as a joke. And he knows that. So I definitely don't want to everyone thinking that, as on our last show, we're leaving with me basically running down every single person on this network. No. Bronx is a good friend. I thank you for all the stuff he's helped me with, and I'm going to have to get your help here soon about my desktop. We're going to have to see what's going on with
tech support.
Yeah, pretty much. Like Trey called you up earlier today. I'm going to have to call you up again.
Yeah, Trey, I was literally on the subway heading to Manhattan when I got that message, and you know, I don't know. Poor Trey, man, he spilled some Mountain Dew in his computer. I didn't know what to tell him. It was
you're screwed. Yeah. Pretty much.
But, you know, everything should be good. I think he has a backup, and I know I'll get together with Trey over the weekend. We'll take care of everything. And, of course, L-Train will be on Sunday Night Showdown as well. So I'm looking forward to it. And, Sean, it's all cool, man. You know, I know how we do on the network, man. No worries at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. So all right.
You guys are doing a good job. I've enjoyed the show. And take care, man. I'll catch you guys around Mania or after Mania.
Okay, dude. Have a good one, and good luck with Mania.
All right, man. Peace.
Later.
Peace, Bronx.
That was the Bronx father of Wrestling News Live and TNA Chat Live. Apparently, he can only do shows that have the word live in it. So, definitely one of those things. We've got I'm not sure. Last time we did the contest thing, we had only a few names in there. Who was it we added recently? I know we just added Seabrood, right?
Yeah.
We just added Chris Husk.
Mm-hmm.
And we added Blue Mystery?
I think so.
Okay. Just trying to figure out who we haven't heard from yet. I'm going to quickly go through these, but first we have a phone call. Who are we currently speaking to?
Hey, yo, guys.
Oh, my Lord. Razor Ramon is called from DDP's house. Yes. No, really? No. What's up,
Elton? Harmony is instantly jealous because it's like, he put DDP on the phone.
Yeah, probably. we'll get a phone call. I'm like, oh, it's Harmony. Oh. And it's a phone call between two people, pretty much, and we're sitting in the back. What's up, Beltrane?
Oh man, this is getting to be a downer year for me as far as gaming shows go. I mean, first of all, I had to pour out a 40-ounce of Red Bull for X-Play getting canceled. Then I had to go and lose Attack of the Show, and now I'm hearing that Open Book is kind of going to the wayside a little.
Yeah, I mean, you can pour a. You can go to the store and pick up a can of dry ginger ale and just pour that on the ground for us. We'll be fine.
I mean, Sean, who am I going to get to ruin the ending of games for me now?
Well, if you didn't know, the ending to Mirror's Edge 2 is she dies.
I was waiting. Okay. I was waiting for that one.
So there's that one for you. So yeah,
the
that's
ending to Mirror's Edge 3 is a culmination of everything, in which is multiple endings, of which there's only three to choose from.
You can just hush, Ashley.
No, I was just taking a swipe at Mass Effect 3 as well.
Well, the
oh, wait, that's another EA game.
Well, the ending to Mirror's Edge 4 is pretty much everybody, the world blows up and no one cares anymore, so. Oh, well.
Oh, so, lovely.
What can we do for you tonight other than try not to pick your name for this contest since you've already won?
Hey, you know I'm obviously hoping I'm going to win that one. I mean, shoot, you talk about having Mother's Day and Father's Day presents already set aside. I don't know. That's some good shit right there.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we're going to do that at the end of the show tonight. So what's up?
Well, you know, I've been wondering about this. I mean, it does suck that, you know, the I'm not going to be having a show to catch right now since Open Book's going to be going off, but I'm wondering, are you guys going to be still checking out any coverage for, you know, obviously I'm Sony and, you know, sometimes a bit Nintendo. I really don't care that much about Microsoft, but are you guys going to be, it's supposed to be sometime this month they're doing that kind of press conference for the new Xbox, right?
Well, actually, they pushed it back to May. It got pushed back to May. You can possibly expect a reunion of sorts. From myself, Ashley, and possibly Brass Eye as a producer for a podcast version of that. We're not sure. We're going to see where the world takes us as far as everything. I know that Brass Eye is busy, and I'm getting even busier, it seems, with everything. And Ashley is Ashley's Ashley. He has TWIS, he has everything else pretty much going his way. So we're not sure. We'll have to see where the stars lie when it comes to that. I'm hoping to do a podcast version for the show, if it's possible. But like I said, it's in May. I don't know what's going on.
Where the stars lie? This sounds like a bloody Ultimate Warrior promo.
Don't make me throw you over the top rope.
Let's get JJ back on for the impression.
Yes, because Ashley just killed it completely, yes.
No, it was actually because I actually had something in my throat. That's just fucked up.
Stop snorting cocaine.
That's just fucking fate.
Stop snorting cocaine, Ashley, please.
God. Oh, God. As far as the new Xbox, what were some of the rumored nicknames that are supposed to be coming about for it?
Xbox 8, Xbox 720, Xbox Infinity, which at this moment is the current front runner because Xbox kind of let that one out. There's also been rumors of the supposed just being called Xbox, the Xbox, the new Xbox, and there's possible rumors of it actually being called Xbox Durango. Which...
No, Sean. I'm really disappointed in you, man. You did not say it right. It's Durango.
If Microsoft's really going that way, then I probably won't buy the console then.
Confuse everybody and call it the Xbox 2.
What?
Yeah. Dad.
What happened to Xboxes 2 through 359? You had the Xbox and you had the 360.
That's
why
like
they
asking,
need the other ones?
That's like asking people where Districts 1 through 7 were. Or Districts 1 through 8. There we go.
Oh, wow.
Hey, you're the one who called in, not us.
I'm the one who called in. I'm not the one who tried to pull out a District 9 reference.
Oh, well.
Or District 13.
Which is in North Carolina, by the way.
Cheap plug. Cheap pop, not whatever.
Cheap plug, cheap pop.
It all doesn't matter.
Cheap city? Well, not city, town.
God damn it.
So, L-Train, what's on your mind other than that?
Well, not a whole lot on the gaming front. I mean, I've got some new hardware here, so I'm finally starting... I finally got a little bit more into BioShock Infinite today. I finally picked up that G155 gaming case, so I finally got some high def going on over here, and looking forward to trying to get a little bit more into the game. But obviously, this week I got some busy stuff lined up. I got somewhere to go tomorrow, and then you know, obviously this Sunday, man, WrestleMania with Trey and Bronx. I mean, it's going to be an amazing show just to not only just chat with them, but to see everything that's going to be going on. You know, all the matches that are going to be happening. Obviously, like I said on Wrestling News Live, I'm majorly looking forward to Punk versus Taker. And even just hearing some of the discussion tonight about, like how we saw on Monday, we saw Heyman out there with Punk with the whole thing with the Druids and the Urn and all that. It does kind of put into perspective a little bit if there's going to be one match, either Brock versus Triple H or Punk versus Taker, which one Heyman is probably going to be out of the picture for. I mean, if you think about it, it'd probably wind up being Punk versus Taker that he'd miss because you know something's going to be happening in the Brock Triple H match.
Yeah, definitely. Something's going to happen. I mean, we can expect some pretty major stuff to go down during anything. So it's very curious as to how what's going to happen to Heyman when it comes to, I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to do the layout. They're going to have Undertaker and Punk towards the end and then have Lesnar and Triple H at the beginning or what? If the layout is where I think it's going to be, we're going to see Heyman in the Punk match. He'll cause some kind of problems. So, go ahead.
Well, you know, you bring that up, but also it can kind of go the same way with what you guys were talking about earlier with, the tag team title matches or match and the world heavyweight title match is, you know, you figure if we're going to see a cash in with Dolph, then Oz would probably say that maybe the tag title match would open the show. So that way, if Ziggler wins or loses, he could cash in on the world title later. But the thing is, you know, people are thinking that, and I think I was even one of the people who brought this up about Ziggler could be walking out with two belts if he and Langston win. The thing is, there's kind of two sides of that. It's either that they could win based off of you know, him being the show stealer. Like, I think I made this comparison before. Like, they always called Shawn Michaels a show stopper. Well, at Mania, he could wind up being a show stealer walking out with two titles. But I'm also thinking that maybe there's a chance he won't win because, while we're also seeing Fandango in his first match at Mania, we're also seeing Big E Langston. I'm not sure if, mainly because I don't know that much, if they want to have him walk out with a title in his first official match at Mania.
Langston can go. I know he can go. I've seen some of his matches. He's a big powerhouse. He reminds me a little bit of Mark Henry, more so in the middle when he wasn't so injury prone. When he was really laying down everything, when he was destroying guys left and right, I know he can definitely go. So I hope and I expect him to walk out. So I definitely, I definitely expect him to be walking out. So.
Yeah. One last thing before I hang up. Considering this is going to be in New Jersey, the New Jersey, New York area, I'm curious, at what point in the show do you think we're going to have the segment of Zack Ryder selling popcorn up in the stands?
Curtain opener. You'll see him up there. he'll be selling popcorn, and he'll be selling Hosky tracks.
No, he'll be in the crowd with Todd Bettinger.
Oh, jeez.
Who?
Todd Bettinger. Name
okay,
was
yeah.
the bell in your house? And,
no, I got it.
Oh, what's it's his a- name? What was the other guy, Sean?
What?
Sean Mooney?
Yeah, Sean Mooney.
Yeah.
Well, those are some old names, man. I mean, I remember Pettengill from watching Livewire back in the day.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, yeah.
Well, yeah, it was a long time ago. I was still a fucking teenager then.
Whatever happened to Sonny? Oh, wait.
Oh, God.
And with that, we want to thank Gilchrist for calling in.
Oh, yeah, it was a pleasure until Ashley did that right there.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoy Mania on Sunday. We definitely hope you'll do your picks on 4down.org.
Oh, definitely.
Which I will be posting out the list tomorrow or today, since it is almost 2 o'clock my time. So,
definitely.
Well, shut up, Ashley. So, with that, L-Train, we will have to bid you adieu.
All right, man. And, hey, guys, until somewhere down the road, I'll speak to you guys again soon.
Yep, definitely, possibly, sometime. Who knows? And with that, we say goodnight to L-Train, and we will actually jump into contest. So, Ashley, if you do not mind, get everything together. I will once again announce what we're giving away. And then Ashley will, of course, pull out the name. Of course, we're giving away two games for the Xbox Live, our Xbox, Halo Reach and Gears of War, which are both digital codes, which I'll be giving to the person who wins if they choose that. The iTunes $25 gift card, which is good to go. And then also the Steam copy of XCOM, Enemy Unknown. So, Ashley, if you do so, please.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, what? The people... I'm sorry. Hold on. Before he does that, of course, the people who are in this contest are MacDaddy, L-Train, Acer, Blue Mystery, Seabrood, Canadian Barbarian. So, Ashley...
Okay, right. Got the names already done. And put lid on. Ah!
New form of shake and bake.
And I'm pulling out the name.
And it's blank.
Actually fucking is. Okay. That's a bit fucked up. Okay.
Okay, so basically I won. Thank you very much. I will take all the prizes. Have a good night.
I picked out the next. I picked out another one because that was blank. And it's Mac Daddy.
So Mac Daddy won. Congrats. I think I know what he actually wants. Yeah, he didn't enter, so I don't give a crap. To Anthony in chat. So Mac Daddy, you have won. I think I know what you want. And I will probably get that to you tonight.
Thanks, Bronk.
Apparently, Brass Eye is thinking of deep fried crispy contest entries.
Team Boneless or Team Bone?
Why is everybody asking about Andy Roberts? He didn't enter into the contest. I don't understand why people are asking about him. I don't really give a shit. Either way. Of course, Mac Daddy does want XCOM, Enemy Unknown, for Steam. Which, of course... Oh. Apparently, Brass, I will leave the bones to Bronx.
Oh.
Waka waka waka.
Here comes Bronx going, you fucker in the chat.
So with that, let's don't forget to put down get your 4down.org picks in for WrestleMania for the league. Definitely, guys, we want to definitely get number one for WrestleMania, which I know we probably won't, because there's so many people actually going for this one. A lot of people are just going for the one. So we'll have to see. Don't forget to check out all the shows on the network. Of course, you've got Sunday Night Showdown. Every pay-per-view Sunday, you have one this coming Sunday. Which will be Bronx, Trey, and L Train, who we just heard from a few minutes ago, covering WrestleMania. You have Wrestling News Live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. All times are Eastern for me. Then you have TNA Chat Live every Thursday at 10:30 Eastern. And, of course, you have – oh, wait, never mind. What podcast can they check out, Ashley?
Okay. We've got the whole indie show with myself and Sandro this week, packed because of all the indie stuff that's going on this weekend. You've got Beyond the Bell with Sean Beckerman. You've got the Elite Force podcast, the midweek with Chuck W, and the weekend with Walkie and Mindwipe. The last one on the original Star Wars trilogy with JJ was a real nice listen. I enjoyed listening to that live last week. Also, you've got, I think, yeah, did you mention Running the Ropes with Cully and Mav? I think that there was a few technical issues this week, but I think should be up next week, but the podcast is there. And also, The Return of the Hard Way. I don't know if it's a one-off return or a full-time return, but it's coming back and it's going to be part, I think it's going to be on before the WrestleMania coverage from Sunday Night Showdown. So listen out for that. And if you can't listen to it live, I'm pretty sure it will be archived.
So there you go. And before we end the show, I get a tweet from L-Train. And it says just this. And so the final page gets turned for the open book. Thank you, Sensation Sean, and Ash is my name you gave.
What?
So there you go. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to our last show for 2 weeks. Yes, I know a lot of you already knew that. We are not going to be on the air for 2 weeks. We have a lot to do. I've got a lot coming up myself. So we are ending the show, but you guys won't hear us for 2 weeks. We've got a lot going on. We're going to try to come back with a new open book. Possibly, hopefully.
Yeah. It's like an extended holiday and we're having to take the kids with us. And by the first week, we're like, we'll be itching to get back because it's like the kids are so annoying.
Pretty much. I want to come back with a new intro. I want to come back with some new commercials. I want to come back with a bunch of new stuff, possibly even a new co-host. Who knows? I haven't fully decided on that one yet. But I will say this, and before I want to throw a little bit of honesty into this. There was the possibility I was going to cancel the show. A lot of stuff's come up into my life in the past few weeks, and I was actually thinking about canceling. This was actually technically going to be our last show until I decided we'll take 2 weeks a break. No one else knew of this. But I had really thought about canceling and ending the show and walking away from network, from everything pretty much. And I decided not to at the last second. Everything this week was an April Fool's joke. But I had really thought about it. So with that, I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank everybody who called in tonight. I want to thank JJ for calling in. It was definitely good to hear from the boss himself. And from the 51% owner as she was yelling from the background. I want to thank everybody who was involved in the chat. I want to thank everybody who emailed in for the contest. I want to thank my co-host. And I want to thank the other guy who doesn't want to be named, but I want to thank him anyway. And he is not allowed to edit this out. Ashley, anything you want to say?
Yeah, it's going to be kind of good to recharge the batteries because I've been... The only time I've really been away from here was that 1 week for Eurogamer, and given the setup, if we do come back, there's something which I need to see if I can get press accreditation or press kind of free entry for. But that could mean I'm away, but given location and everything, I might be back for then. Question, if we're back on by next September, whether I'll be able to cope with doing a show from a hotel room in London, if I've got the capabilities to do that, of course, which is less than likely. Yeah, it's nice to have a step away for a bit, but hopefully we will be back. And actually, thinking about it, the week we come back, if we do come back after missing next week and the week after, I am damn determined to go and see Iron Man 3 that week.
See, on the 26th. Hearing
a review. It's coming out a week early for us.
That's right.
Same with Star Trek, a few weeks after that.
You're just enjoying throwing that in our faces, right?
I'm just... That's a big thing to come back on with Iron Man 3, if we do.
Yeah. We're coming back on the 26th, hopefully. There's a possibility we may take an extended week, but we are coming back, and that is a definite. We will be back by May 3rd. That is a definite.
Just to piss off LucasArts fans, just to say May the 4th be with you at the end, because by the time we've finished, it will be the 4th of May.
Yep. So, I mean, there's a possibility. Either way, we're going to say it. I will say that yesterday was, of course, first contact day. 50 years late, or 50 years early. So, there you go. And I guess that's it. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. So we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks, maybe three. We'll see. And before we cut out, enjoy some M&M, guys. It's definitely worth it. And apparently I have another message before we do cut out. As sensation, Sean, and thanks for the fucking rip, Sean. Ass. Glad the show's sticking for a bit. Please don't ever use those words ever again. L-Train. Don't ever use those again. I'm not saying them. And with that, we thank you all. We thank you, everyone. And we'll catch you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.
I'm Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times. And until then, the balcony is closed.
Too late for the other side. Caught in a chase, 25 to life. Too late for the other side.
I can't keep chasing you, taking my life away.
I don't think she understands the sacrifices that I've made. Maybe if this bitch had acted right, I would've stayed. But I've already wasted over half my life. I would've laid down and died for you. I no longer cried for you. No more pain, bitch. You took me for granted, took my heart and ran it straight into the planet, into the dirt. I can no longer stand it. Now my respect, I demand it. I'ma take control of this relationship, command it. And I'ma be the boss of you now, goddammit. And what I mean is that I will no longer let you control me. So you better hear me out, this much you owe me. I gave up my life for you, totally devoted to you. I've stayed faithful all the way. This is how I fucking get repaid. Look at how I dress, fucking baggy sweats. Go to work a mess, always in a rush to get back to you. I ain't heard you yet, not even once say you appreciate me. I deserve respect. I've done my best to give you nothing less than perfectness. And I know that if I end this, I'll no longer have nothing left. But you keep treating me like a staircase, it's time to fucking step.
and I won't be coming back, so don't hold your fucking breath. You know what you've done, no need to go in depth. I told you you'd be sorry if I fucking left. I'd laugh while you wept. How's it feel now? Yeah, funny, ain't it? You neglected me, did me a favor, all my spirit free of set. But a special place for you in my heart I've kept. It's unfortunate, but it's
too late for the other side.
Yeah.
Backwards for you, all you do is laugh, cause that ain't good enough. You expect me to fold myself in half till I snap. Don't think I'm loyal, all I do is rap. How can I moonlight on the side? I have no life outside of that. Don't I give you enough of my time? You don't think so, do you? Jealous when I spend time with the girls. Why I'm married to you still, man, I don't know. But tonight I'm serving you with papers, I'm divorcing you. Go marry someone else and make them famous, and take away their freedom like it did to me. Treat them like you don't need them and they ain't worthy of you. Feed them the same shit that you made me eat. I'm moving on, forget you, oh, now I'm special. I ain't feel special when I was with you. All I ever felt was this helplessness, imprisoned by a selfish bitch. Chew me up and spit me out, I fell for this so many times, it's ridiculous. And still I stick with this, I'm sick of this. But in my sickness and addiction, you're addictive as they get. Evil as they come, vindictive as they make them. My friends keep asking me why I can't just walk away from them. I'm addicted to the pain, the stress, the drama. I'm drawn to shit, I guess I'm a mess. Cursed and blessed, but this time I ain't changing my mind. I'm climbing out this abyss. You're screaming as I walk out that I'll be missed. But when you spoke of people who meant the most to you, you left me off your list. Fuck you, hip-hop, I'm leaving you. My life sentence is served, bitch, and it's just
too late for the other side. Calling a change,
I'm so wrong.